Black Lives Matter insurrectionists have stormed the Capitol, outraged over a law that they disagree with. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't stand for this. We need the FBI to put up billboards across this country seeking these insurrectionists. We need months of coverage from every mainstream media outlet. We cannot allow insurrectionists to storm our Capitol buildings in Oklahoma City. Okay, it happened in Oklahoma City. It wasn't the Capitol in Washington, D.C., but you get my point and why I titled it this way. We have 3+ months because they stormed the Capitol, and they shouldn't have, and it was bad. And it was substantially worse than what we saw in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. But there have been many circumstances when leftist activists have broken into government buildings, shut them down, and now we have it happening, and there's nothing. I don't expect them to come out and scream the world is ending like they did for Trump, but at least be like, yo, y'all shouldn't be doing this while we're complaining about other people doing something similar. But of course, the media is a double standard. So we have much to talk about in this space. We also have Joy Behar arguing that cops should fire their guns wildly into the air to scare 16-year-olds who are in knife fights, which is the stupidest advice I've ever heard.
I'm so proud of her.
And we have a really big breaking story. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Shapiro bought wood from Home Depot, and it's lighting internet up. We must have a very fierce debate over whether or not it was appropriate for Ben Shapiro to film a video going to Home Depot and buying. What did he buy, like a 2x6?
I have no idea.
No, 1x6. Mm-hmm.
It was probably really expensive.
So it was a plank of wood.
The price of lumber's going up. He was just flexing on us. He's like, okay, look how much money I have, ladies. That's what, like, dude, rappers are going to start doing in music videos. They're just going to buy a bunch of lumber.
All right. You can probably guess Seamus is here.
I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I am low energy Seamus today. I barely got any sleep this week, but myself and my team, we cranked out three cartoons, released 3 cartoons 3 days in a row. Check us out.
Wow.
YouTube.com/FreedomTunes. We are 3,000 subs away from reaching 600,000. Nice. So please go over there.
Man.
Mash that subscribe button.
Wow, 3 videos. I couldn't imagine how hard it must be to do 3 videos in a week.
You know what, Tim? I am going to hit you so hard, bro. I'm winding up. I might be low energy, but I'm not that low energy. Dude, my team is fantastic.
I'm just joshing with you.
I'm just joshing around over there. Yeah. Just some Illinois boys joshing around. But yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We got Ian.
What's up, everybody? Ian Crossland up in this corner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but we're gonna throw
we,
down.
We put the we put the picture of Joe Biden eating the child behind Ian.
Finally,
there it is. Yeah.
We're trying to balance out the art.
Ian's like, I've been waiting for that.
I felt so alone.
Yeah.
Because we had to move it over because, you know, we felt like, it was like the wall was kind of blank yesterday.
Framing.
Framing. Yeah. And then there's me in the corner. I don't have any art behind me and I feel really left out, but neither does Tim, so it's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to timcast.com, become a member, and right up top you will see a little button that says members area. You can click that and you will see all of these really amazing members only segments. In the top right, you see members only. You click that, you can sign up. You can click any one of these, log in, become a member, sign up, and then you can watch this great stuff. We had, I gotta say, man, the members only thing we did with Charlie the Duff last night, it was a dramatic change in tone from the whole show we did. Everybody was saying like they loved Charlie. He was hilarious. He was rambunctious. They didn't agree with him a lot of things. You know, he had an emotional argument about Chauvin. But when we go into this members only segment, he got real serious. He told us a really dark story. You know, he was a journalist covering 9/11, a reporter, and he saw some really messed up stuff from crooked journalists, these crooked reporters, scumbags, man. You guys got to check it out. Seriously, timcast.com, members only, sign up. It's serious, man. It was a great segment. So, Charlie, you rock. Thanks for coming. And let's jump into this first story, my friends. From Fox News, it's funny? Okay. Even Fox News won't go as far as the rest of the mainstream media when they're talking about these stories. They say, Black Lives Matter protesters storm Oklahoma Capitol over GOP bills protecting drivers fleeing riots, police from doxing. More than 24 protesters filled gallery while Oklahoma House was in session. That's the news. Fox News will not say insurrectionists. Storming, you know, insurrectionists. They won't say it. The mainstream press will say that about Trump supporters all day and night.
All day.
There's no real meaningful opposition, I gotta be honest. You look at Fox News, right? Sean Hannity was like, the Derek Chauvin verdict was the correct verdict. Tucker Carlson was like, no, it wasn't. Even Fox News can't agree on whether or not they support the cop or they support the guilty verdict. Even when you look to Fox News and other conservative outlets, they're not going to say insurrectionists storm the Capitol. They won't do it. So that's a huge issue, I suppose. These extremists are protected, mm-hmm. even by conservative media. Why? I guess because conservative media doesn't want to play that game for the most part.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be more in line with Hannity on the Chauvin question, but when it comes to the Capitol being stormed, even though, again, this is not the Capitol, this is in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know, nobody cares about Oklahoma.
Nothing that happens in Oklahoma matters, as they say. So it doesn't matter. It's crazy to me. I think part of it might be that Fox wants to try to appear more neutral because they have the baggage of being considered a biased network. And other networks just don't. People know CNN is biased, but for whatever reason, they've been able to play themselves off as neutral for many years. I don't think Fox has had that luxury. I really do think it's an overreaction to the perception that they're biased.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. It's really weird. Tucker Carlson's opinions are very, very different from the traditional opinions of the network. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, and that's part of why I enjoy watching him so much.
Yeah. No, I think the issue is there's on the right and the disaffected liberals, anti-woke, anti-establishment, there's the rules and the exceptions, and they differ from the rules and exceptions on the Democrat side. Mm-hmm. On the Democrat side, you have establishment media. They act as stenographers for the state, and they will say the most insane and most extreme things, like, I don't know, maybe they'll say something like, Tucker Carlson had a psychotic break on his show last night because he was laughing like, you know, like a crazy person. Sure, I guess. Tucker laughed, you know, outrageously. They wouldn't call it a psychotic break, but you'll get that from, you know, mainstream press. You'll get that from partisan left press.
If that's a psychotic break, what do you call what Kamala's been doing? Right? She's like breaking down into psychotic laughter constantly. It's like her whole thing.
Well, to be fair, there's a difference between megalomania and psychosis.
Okay, that's a really good point. Yeah, it's a fine line, but I suppose there is a difference.
You know what is missing from Kamala, though? A mustache that she can twirl.
Twirl? Oh, my goodness.
You got to twirl the mustache.
I would be more believing of it. I'd be like, yeah, I can see it. No, I mean, it's interesting. So this was an anti-rioting bill?
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma City's passed the anti-rioting bill. They made it law. And this one's interesting. I think this one's actually a bit better than Florida's because this one makes it a misdemeanor to obstruct a roadway instead of a felony. I don't think it should be a felony for a bunch of protesters to block a street. It should certainly be illegal. They make it a serious felony. You get up to a year in jail for blocking a street. I think that's appropriate. I think nonviolence of disobedience should be, you know, respected to a certain degree. You do it, you still get arrested, though. You commit a crime. Blocking a street, you get arrested.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. I don't really have a strong opinion on whether that should be a misdemeanor or a felony. But if you block the street, I mean, you could prevent an ambulance from getting through, and people can die as a result of that.
Well, that's a different charge, though, isn't it?
But then here's the question. If I'm blocking a roadway and there's some amount of traffic and many cars back, there's an ambulance, which I can't see, and now somebody dies, but I was unaware. What kind of charge is that?
Same charge.
I still get hit?
Yeah, okay. That's murder. You killed
me. Okay.
So
I'm fine with that.
The issue is, a felony charge for, you know, marching down the street and saying dumb stuff? I don't think so, man. That means you can't vote, you can't get a gun, you can't travel.
Yeah.
You know, we had this debate already the other day, I think, with Will Chamberlain. He was very much in favor of the felony. But in Oklahoma City, they passed this anti-riot bill, and it specifically says that if you're fleeing a riot, you're not civilly liable if, you know, you hit somebody. And they're protesting this, storming the Capitol, demanding the right to, like, mercilessly beat drivers.
No, that's insane. It's insane.
Right.
And I think that's probably the happy middle ground, if you could call it that, to just say, yeah, no, if you're behind the wheel of a car and people are riding and you feel threatened, it's fine to just drive through them. It's an ugly situation. You hope you're never in it, but people have to be able to protect themselves.
I don't know. It sounds like something they should storm the Capitol.
Yeah, I think they should storm the Capitol. Here's the thing, Tim. Is an anti-rioting bill, and you could say it's ironic that they rioted over an anti-rioting bill, but they really didn't riot. They committed insurrection, so they're a couple moves ahead of us.
I'm confused as what the rules are right now.
Like, there are none.
Am I allowed to support Black Lives Matter insurrection, or is that still promoting insurrection? You know what I mean? Like,
of course not, Tim. There are no rules. There are no standards for them. Of course you can support that kind of an insurrection. It's a mostly peaceful insurrection.
Yes.
Yes. So as long as you say peaceful protest, you can say whatever you want, right?
Basically, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
The incoming peaceful protests that we will see over the summer from Black Lives Matter will leave a wake of destruction, fire, and death.
Mm-hmm. It's like, well, dude, they said it was peaceful, all right? It's right on the flyer.
Mostly peaceful. Did you do something today?
Yes, we did do a cartoon. It's called Mostly Peaceful Maxine Waters, if you guys want to check that out. That was the third of a series of, as I mentioned, three cartoons we did in 1 week. Woo. We're pretty proud of it. Check it out.
Wow.
She's a hoot.
You know, one of the challenges with this, because we were talking about this before we went live, I was like, this is just so redundant.
I know. It's
How
like
many
this
times
keeps
are
happening.
We like, oh, look, they did it again, and the media doesn't care.
I know. Well, this is hilarious, because there was a video I did a couple of years ago on gun violence. And this must have been 2015, 2016, maybe 2017. I bet I still got it wrong, even though I threw three different years out. But In the video, I say that one of the reasons we need the Second Amendment, one reason people should be able to own assault rifles, is because inner city shop owners and other people living in these neighborhoods might need to be able to protect themselves from multiple people when there are riots because the media irresponsibly riles up racial tensions. And so people are commenting on this over the past couple months. Oh, you're a prophet. You saw this coming. It's like, no, it's just that the news media is all reruns. This stuff keeps happening right. over and over and over again. I didn't predict anything. I just made a cartoon about what was happening, and it's relevant again.
You know what would have been funny? If Bernie Sanders won, and then they were like, the Bernie bros, they're staging an insurrection at the Capitol. Because they were doing that. Like, you were mentioning that earlier, weren't you?
What?
Was it you? Somebody earlier was like, Bernie almost got the same
treatment. Oh, we were talking about that. I wasn't the one who brought it up, but... No, it's true. Bernie almost got the exact same treatment that Bernie Trump bros. Got. Yes, where they're calling them Bernie bros. They're saying they were really violent. They were, or at least that their rhetoric was violent. They were being misogynistic and harassing women on the other. It's almost like all this social justice stuff is just an excuse to silent dissent. And they don't actually care. It's just about getting their political goals
hey,
across.
That yeah. sounds about right. Yeah. Mm. Man, but I'm just, you know, I kind of wish we were in that timeline. Where it's like Bernie Sanders is like, go home, go be peaceful.
You're my special boys. Do go home, my special boys. Everything, it's true. Go home, it's okay.
Could you imagine,
my special boys?
I mean, the funny thing is, we are seeing the Bernie Bros committing acts of violence, burning things down. Yeah. They're substantially more violent than Trump supporters are.
Yeah, I guess we don't know exactly how many of them are Bernie Bros, but we know there's some.
Oh, come
overlap.
On, dude.
Yeah,
you
no, I know. There's almost a lot. Yeah, yeah.
And they're going around burning stuff down, and the media is just like, let's not. You know, Bernie, you know, he said vote for Hillary. So, you know,
exactly.
Not,
now, if he hadn't said vote for Hillary, they would have been like, this seditionist movement within the Democratic Party. Well, it's crazy, though, because, I mean, you look at this, you look at these riots that are occurring, and it just becomes obvious that this is like the militant arm of the Democratic Party. I'm not the first to say this, but there's sort of a wink and a nod. You know,
yeah,
like,
they're cutting them loose. They're dropping the charges.
Yeah.
I would just... You know, I don't want something like that to happen. I have to admit, I'd be thoroughly entertained by Bernie Sanders being like, the 1% need to face justice, take to the streets! And then, like, Antifa's running around, and they were, like, waving Bernie flags instead of Trump flags, mm-hmm. and they're like, you know.
He's like, here's how we're going to destroy the 1%. Find a small business and throw a brick through the window. That will show them.
I don't know what Antifa's thinking, but that seems to be their strategy.
That's their plan. It's a brilliant strategy. It's really unfortunate.
We live in it's a like you said, it's a rerun, man. It's like 2021. It was going to see the same thing over and over again.
No, because it's just going to get worse and worse and worse till it collapses, right?
Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347. 5347.
If we don't change course, this can't just keep happening.
It'd be cool if it was kind of like Game of Thrones, though, where we have this really intense first few seasons, and then the last season is just like a crudely drawn horse, and we're all confused as to what's happening. No, I think we're getting... I gotta be honest. I do think it's like that, right? So 2021 was like... The first six seasons, I guess, of Game of Thrones, where everyone's all like, it's intense, and everyone's like, Donald Trump, it's the most important, banging the table. And now we have this year, where the Democrats are like, child knife fights are normal, and we're like, ah.
What?
Yeah, that? No, that was horrible.
The two girls.
No, to the Democrats saying, arguing that teenage knife fights are normal. And
yeah,
the police
bro, didn't
happen.
You ever go to Boy Scout camp? You know, you get your whittling chip, and then all of a sudden, people just start, like, stabbing each other.
Dude,
jeez.
When I was a kid in south side of Chicago, every child was running around with some kind of knife.
Exactly.
Everybody, no, that doesn't
they wanted
happen.
To make sure everyone had a knife.
That's fair.
How insane is this that they literally were defending that? That's what I'm saying. They jumped the shark, right? Fonzie was, you know, jumped the shark. Fonzie had
on a jet ski, right?
Is that what it was?
No, I think he jumped the shark on water skis or something. He was over a ramp.
That was a motorcycle.
It could have been.
That's where we're at. I was sitting there, and you know, I was working on my show for 4 p.m. And I'm like, I have this thing about, you know, new police training measures and police accountability. And I'm like, oh, this is crazy. The police departments are responding. And then I see these tweets where it's like, children have knife fights all the time. And yeah, I was like,
it's normal, bro. Like,
no!
Tim, didn't you have a brother? I mean, come on. This is normal stuff. Me and my sibling got into knife fights all the time.
I'm just like, no.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Lie. I'm just telling people, like, please, if there's any segment of mine you've ever shared, share the one where I'm showing the tweets from Democratic personalities saying that teenagers should be allowed to have knife fights.
Tim, normalize kids having...
No. They said that, not me.
I know.
I know.
I'm making fun of them. Damn. You have to have the clap emojis in there. Normalize kids having knife fights.
And then it was Bree Newsom who like locked her account because everybody was like, yo, are you serious with this?
But like also,
what was it? Valerie Jarrett is her name?
Yeah, it's Valerie Jarrett.
She's like, let the children have their knife fights.
How do we live in a world where using the wrong pronouns is violent, but like it's normal for kids?
Literal
knife fights. So weird. They're hypersensitive about really weird things. Like if you use the wrong pronouns, or like if you don't support the welfare state, you want everyone to die, but then they're like super in favor of abortion. Apparently now child knife fights are like a normal thing. It's weird how they shut their empathy off.
Get out of cities. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
like 100%. Cops are resigning. All right. Cops are resigning in large numbers. Actually, let me pull this one up. This is just another story. There's a bunch of these stories. We have this from KOB.com. More than a dozen APD officers resigned from emergency response team following weekend protest. It was a total of 20 officers who resigned. We're now seeing across the country, recruitment levels are at historical lows. Mm-hmm. Baltimore is facing between a 500 and 700 officer shortage. Crime is skyrocketing. Nobody wants to be involved in this stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling people, listen, I've been saying for how long? Get out of the cities. Jack Posobiec's been saying it. A lot of people are saying it's not that easy. And I'm like, I hear you. Dude, I get it. But listen, they're taking your cops away. The cops are quitting. And now they're telling your kids to have knife fights.
Yeah.
At a certain point, you're going to be like, these people are lunatics. They clearly don't have any principles. Come on.
But living in cities is really cool, Tim. You like take the subway and meet interesting people, and you can
get sushi.
Go to the corner store late at night.
Sure.
Your kid might get stabbed, but so, you know,
part
it's like that's normal. Kids,
yeah,
kids get stabbed everywhere. Like, they stab each other everywhere.
Okay,
it's normal.
Look, mm-hmm. Charlie the Duff's on the show yesterday,
yeah.
And I'm like, look at this abolish the police stuff. He's like, come on, no one's really talking about like no. And I'm like, look, and I think you agree with me on this one. I was like, I understand most people don't want this. But most people aren't actually sticking up for the police. So what happens is the activists go out, they riot, they burn stuff down, the rioters go crazy, then the city says, okay, we're going to abolish or defund the police, then they do, then the cops quit, then the crime skyrockets because the regular people aren't getting involved. I'll tell you this. The moment they start saying teenagers should be allowed to have knife fights, you think, we're all laughing how stupid it is, right? Mm. But look what they say with abolish the police.
I know.
We started losing police officers. I'm not saying we're going to see more teenage knife fights. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there is a possibility that if they start encouraging this, cops are going to be like, ah, I'm not getting involved.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea if they're really encouraging it. It just, to me, it seems like a really, like, stupid attempt on their part to own the cons. Like, knife fights are normal.
Dude, no joke. They're arguing. That's what they're arguing. Okay, so, but more to the point, I suppose, because we I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Cops you want to stab it because that's normal.
That's normal.
Cops are leaving.
Yeah.
And I've been saying what over the past several months, cops should resign.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. said this months ago.
And I want to
say to the cops who are quitting, my applause. I'm applausing.
I totally get it. But then on the other hand, it's like this is kind of exactly what they want. This is exactly what BLM wants.
And I think they should get what they want.
Really?
I don't live there. Do you?
Normal knife fights. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. People are going to move from those cities into our, like, more rural areas, and they're going to vote for the same really stupid policies that destroyed their cities, and then all of America's gone.
That, I think, should be actively resisted and challenged.
Mm.
You got to be active in your community. You got to make sure those things don't happen, and you got to make sure you stand up for your community. So I was being told this story by a guy at a gun shop. He said that they had a gun range, and they shoot guns all the time, and they started building developments around it. Now, all of a sudden, the people who live there are complaining about the gun range, and it's like, bro, the gun range was there before you got there.
Yeah, yeah.
That means if you live in this community and people start moving, how strong is your community? How strong are your rules, laws, policies?
Yeah.
And will you tell these people, we're going to keep our guns, we're going to do what we've been doing, you can't change that. If you want to come here, accept the way we live.
But doesn't everything that's happened over the past couple months sort of prove that conservatives are more or less just rolling over and taking
yes.
it? And so that's exactly what's going to happen when left-wing people start to move to more conservative cities. They're going to be like, oh, well, I guess you can have the bump stock, or we already sacrificed that. But I guess you can have this or that or the other. We'll allow you to take away semi-autos, or I think semi-autos is where a lot of people would draw the line and might actually fight. But they're going to keep stripping away at gun rights. They'll probably add some insane taxes to ammunition. They've been trying that for years.
Regular people don't know anything about
it. Well, I think that's the point, though. I think regular people just don't care.
Right.
For the most part, and so they allow these things to happen. And then I think conservatives just stay quiet about it. Yeah, the left-wing people are never afraid to tell you that they're left-wing, but conservatives often are. And I've said this before, it's because the conservative movement has lost all of its supernatural faith, and so everything becomes about worldly power. And in a strange way, they start to worship human respect, and they want to be seen as cool and normal, and they want to fit in. They're less concerned with the truth, and they're more concerned with their own personal reputations. So they don't stand up when they need to stand up, and that's why our country's gone.
There's no meaningful opposition to the left.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily about just conservatives. It's about moderates as well.
Well, it's about the truth.
Right. So what happens is, you know, it was described to me years ago that conservatives are basically holding the left, and the left is slowly dragging them.
Yes.
But that restraint from conservatives means we slowly move left on a lot of policy issues. Mm-hmm. Whether or not whether conservatives want it or not, they're still actively resisting. Now what's happened is the rope has broken. Republicans and conservatives have fallen down, and the left has just gone so far left they jumped off the cliff.
100%. And this is what I think. Now, there are some left-wing policies or positions that I will encounter rarely, which I'll say, yeah, like that makes sense, right? I understand where you're coming from at the very least. But leftism taken as a whole is more or less a sign of social decay, and everything humans create falls apart eventually. And so I think they just have an edge there. It's really difficult to build, and it's really easy to destroy. And so much of what the left does is destroy what was already there.
I disagree. I think you need to differentiate between the weird cult stuff they do that makes no sense, the weird tribalism, and like left economics versus right economics, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. I mean, like, if we're going to have a discussion on, like, supply side versus demand side or something like that.
Well, like,
but when you talk about
the
far left,
small communities.
Yes, yes.
That kind of, like, so...
I'm talking about leftism.
Like authoritarianism?
Just leftism in general. Authoritarian leftism as well,
in this country?
Yeah, I'm talking about basically Marxism, critical theory, the Antifa type.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I agree with you that there are some left-wing, and that's why I said earlier, there are like certain left-wing positions or ideas that I can kind of understand where they're coming from or even agree with on some occasions, but leftism as we're discussing it.
I think there's...
Like Antifa, BLM.
Right. I think leftist policy, regardless, is extremely hard because it requires centralization. Anti-authoritarian decentralization is nearly impossible. So that's like libertarian left.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's a unicorn. You know what I mean? Like finding someone who can actually run
A
really big commune is just never going to happen. But free trade and free market is a lot easier. So I like the idea of, you know, living on a hippie farm and sharing your bounty with your friends and everything, but it doesn't scale up into a society.
Well, and then here's the weird thing about like a free market and free trade. When you have a free market and free trade, GDP grows, and then the government sees that and they start to want more of a slice of that, and you get politicians who promise the public that they'll give them other people's money if they vote for them. So as your economy improves due to a free market, you actually end up with this growth of state power. It's a very strange paradox.
I think the centralization of power, regardless, is the problem. You know what I mean? Like one corporation that owns everything, or a government that has authoritarian control over everything.
Yeah, it's difficult to actuate. I keep thinking of The Art of War, and like if there are two sides in a battle, you've got the authoritarian left, this like leftist communist thing, like organizing and then attacking this like well-entrenched army of like, you know, righteousness, whatever, 2A supporters. And they want to, now they're in a skirmish, and it's all this stuff like fire into the air. They've got the plebes like talking about it, and that's the skirmish. And they want to draw them in out into the open and catch them with a mistake so that they can create law that will make things illegal and like banning guns and things. So it's like they're goading the 2A, whatever you want to call them, like the idealist.
To create the reason for the authoritarianism.
Right.
So I can't, I'm going to try to work through this on my like 4 hours of sleep this week, but I would argue that not all authority is equal, but that said, I would agree that generally speaking, at some point, a central authority just becomes too large or it's attempting to manage too much. I think it could very well be the case that even governments which attempt to oversee a geography the size of one of our smaller states are too large because our populations are too diverse. We don't really share values anymore. I don't know how you have one set of laws governing a country of 330 million people.
Well, so going back to the point about police resigning and, you know, people moving out of cities, the issue is it doesn't make sense for Joe Biden to ban guns in West Virginia. Like, okay, I get it. You're an urban liberal.
Exactly.
You don't want guns in your cubicle apartment. But I'm in the mountain. You know what I mean? We got coyotes and bears and stuff. We need to be able to protect ourselves and our friends, our family, our animals and things like that. They don't understand and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So a blanket law, that's the craziest thing to me because Bernie brought that up, man. He said the gun debate was an urban versus rural issue.
100%. 100%. So much of gun violence is gang violence in the inner city.
Or just like honor violence. Like a lot of people are like ego and pride and they're like, don't you tell me, they'll flash their gun and stuff. So the way I see it, man, if New York wants to have their own way of passing laws and doing things, I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I won't live there. You know, I lived in New York. I left. I didn't like it. Moved to New Jersey and said, I'm growing. I don't like this either. And I moved down to the Philly area, still on the Jersey side. Don't like this. Now I'm in the middle of nowhere. I like it a lot better. Granted, when I lived in these places, I did like it, but eventually decided I wanted something different and I changed it. And so I got no beef. Look, do you see this video that went viral where a woman in New York runs up to another woman and puts a bullet in her head?
No.
What? No. Yeah, yep. I didn't see that one. That is
It was apparently horrible. Two women who were lovers. They broke up or something. 38-year-old woman runs up, and it's on video, and they got the video, and she just right to the head.
Yep.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing.
It's horrible.
It's not, you guys didn't hear about it.
Mm-mm.
No national story.
Mm-hmm.
No Black Lives Matter protests?
Yeah, no.
They want this. Listen, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm actually getting angry at conservatives where they're like, why aren't the police there? And I'm like, bro, they've asked you to take the police away.
Mm-hmm.
Stop telling other people how to live their lives. That's not you living there. That's not you dealing with the street crime. They don't complain about it. They're not marching for it because they don't care. Now, I'll tell you what they do care about. When the cop shows up and tells the girl to drop the knife, they yelled at the cop. Who did that?
That's insane.
Listen, the cop shouldn't go there. And it's not an issue of, fine, if they don't want our help, we won't give it. No, dude, if I'm like, if somebody is going to a neighborhood and the people are like, yo, we would appreciate it if you did not come into our neighborhood. Why would you be like, no, I should go into your neighborhood?
Did you see the video of that young man chanting, like, we don't want white people here in New York?
Yeah. That's a white guy yelling at white people.
Yes.
Dude, if they
perfectly summarizes the left right now.
The issue, I suppose, is people are worried about these people moving into the country, mm-hmm. or at least like regular uninitiated like people moving into this country and then voting for these things. You need to be active in your community. You need to be active in your schools. You need to be active in local politics and local law and local media. Otherwise, if you sit back and think we're safe here up in the mountain, no one will come. Dude, they're going to come to your neighborhoods if you're not paying attention.
Retweet.
You need to have responsibility for the things in your community. You need to have responsibility for your community watch, for where you live. Maybe it's easier to be in the middle of nowhere. You don't interact with a whole lot of people. But once they start moving out of these cities, and they will, then you just need to make sure you are being active and making sure they don't pass laws. Because I'll tell you this. What's already happening in West Virginia, people from the D.C. area come into the West Virginia area, and then they run for the school board or whatever, and then they're all Marxists. They're all critical race theorists.
Let's teach your kid about transgenderism.
And the people who live there don't pay attention.
Yep. 100%.
And they're not active in the schools. All of a sudden, now their kids are coming back, and they're like, I'm a communist. And they're like, why? Mm-hmm. Well, did you go to your school? Did you talk to your teachers? Did you ask them what they're teaching your kids? Did you pay attention? You didn't? They're trying to do this. You need to be active. You can't just ignore it. That being said,
did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, They offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
I think it's the most important point that we have a 13-year-old girl stabbed and killed. Another 13-year-old?
13-year-old girl, yeah.
There's no Black Lives Matter marches. Yeah, there's no LeBron James. It's because they're begging you, please let us do this. Who am I to impose my will on a different community that is saying they want to have retribution killings or whatever? I'm going to tell you this. I don't like it. I think we have police for a reason, but I don't live there. I'm not going to tell people who live in a certain place, because I'll tell you this. You know what I would prefer? I would prefer the right to bear arms where I live. And that means there may come a time where there's a video of me and someone's breaking into my home and I defend myself. And then all these people share the video and they're like, why weren't the police there? You should. No. My house, my community. I think we have the rules the way we voted for them. We should deal with it. New York can do what they want. Stop acting. This is what I don't understand. Conservatives don't live in these places. And I guess the only argument for the most part, there's probably other arguments for sure, is that we don't want them coming to our neighborhoods. Then be active in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I think that if there's anything you just said there that I definitely really agree with and would seize on, it's to tell people at home to really get involved with local politics. Don't be the stereotypical conservative who just rolls over and lets the left have their way. Really have your voice heard locally. These large federal elections, you know, when we're voting for the new president, or even if you're voting for a representative in the House of Representatives or for a congressperson, I'm not saying those aren't important, but what's really important is local politics. And yeah, there probably is going to be a mass exodus from these big cities. So if you're in a state like Illinois, well, first of all, you shouldn't be. You should probably leave. Unless you vote for the left, then stay there. You made your bed, lay in it. If you're going to move somewhere else, please vote for different kinds of laws. Don't try the same thing twice. I'm sure you will. But if you are a sane person living in a sane part of the country, now is the time where you have to get really, really involved to ensure that the left-wing people who are coming into your communities don't influence legislation such that your county turns into New York.
Let me just write this down another way, right? If you are in West Virginia.
Almost heaven.
I think Iowa, or was it Utah, constitutional carry. If you're in West Virginia, Iowa, and you've got AR-15, 5.56, and you got it decked out. It's a beautiful, you know, beautiful weapon. And you're walking down the street in West Virginia. You know what the cop's going to say to you?
Good morning.
Nice.
Good morning.
Let me check it out, dude.
Absolutely.
He might ask you, if he's friendlier, he might ask you some questions about it. Like, oh, that thing's sick. Where'd you get it?
Yeah. Absolutely. He might be like, nice. Where'd you pick that one up from? Mm-hmm. What, mil-spec. That's mm-hmm. fantastic. Oh, really great. From the, oh, no. Wow. 5.56? Excellent. Yes. You know, mine, I got back home. Mm-hmm. That's about what you're going to do if you walk around New York City with an AR?
Get shot.
Yeah, they'll just they'll take out the
you're done. And there won't be a protest for you.
So listen, this is what I don't understand, right? I find it interesting that conservatives are adamant about defending urban cops who enforce unconstitutional laws. And I find it strange that the Democrats are angry with the police when they vote for the Democrats to implement these systems. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, for me, being out in the middle of nowhere, I've not had an interaction with any cops because we're in the middle of nowhere. We have a sheriff's department. We don't have a police department. I don't got to worry about it. Hmm. You don't want to be in New York because you're angry with who you voted for? Dude, Chicago's been electing Democrats for, what, 85 years or
and
something?
And it's working really well. I think it's almost fixed. I think it's almost fixed.
Almost
that's
there.
Right.
They're the getting really close. A couple
literally,
more.
Literally torturing people into false confessions.
Next time.
Operating what they call black sites where they kidnap people. They're not arrests. They're kidnaps. And they lock them up for days and no one knows where they went. That's what they do in Chicago.
Sounds good.
Great.
They also eat thick, crisp pizza.
Why am I going to support those cops? Now, they're good cops in Chicago. Don't get me wrong.
100%.
They're not all bad, but Chicago's a rough and tumble place. Mm-hmm. Why am I? I don't live there. I grew up there. I didn't like it. Voting didn't change anything. Everyone keeps electing Democrats. I'm out.
Here's the thing. You mentioned guns earlier. I just want to make this point. It's unbelievable to me how quickly people forget. I mean, a couple months ago, everyone was saying that the whole gun control discussion is dead because we saw left-wingers burning down basically every major city in this country. People needed to be able to protect themselves, and they were afraid, and they thought, you know what? I am not going to support gun control legislation ever. Then they elected Joe Biden.
Right.
And now Joe, old sleepy Joe, wants to make sure that you can't get the firearm that you need to protect yourself or your family when people riot. And then we had riots again immediately after.
You know what the craziest thing about Joe Biden is? He wants to make 50, he wants to make 50 BMG, my understanding, as an NFA item. A 50? You mean I can't have, as a citizen, an anti-material rifle? What if an enemy helicopter?
Exactly. No, I agree with you. Kidding, but hold on. But Antima does have helicopters, and they will fly to your house.
So that was a joke.
That's the next step.
However, I do. Joe Biden does want to ban 50 BMG, and I do think people should be allowed to have it. I absolutely do. And so there's a lot of things that he wants to ban. He wants to ban AR pistols, essentially.
Yes.
He calls them short barrel rifles, and
I wish I would have bought one last time I had the opportunity, man.
Let's talk about Joy Behar.
Oh yeah.
I'm really proud of her. I'm happy for her. She had a really good take this week.
Yes, Joy Behar, Columbus policeman who shot Micaiah Bryant could have just shot the gun in the air.
This is great. That's actually the first thing any concealed carry instructor will tell you.
I won't joke
about this. Guys, do not ever do that. First of all,
insanity.
There's no such thing as a warning shot.
There's no movies.
Yeah,
guys,
someone tell Joe Biden.
If you fire a gun in the air, here's the thing. The bullet doesn't keep going and then leave the atmosphere.
It comes back down
and people die. People have gotten hit by stray bullets that were fired into the air. Don't do that.
There's so many
so
stories.
Stupid. Joy, what are you talking about?
Remember Joe Biden?
Actually, Joy, you let out two blasts.
He said that.
About his shotgun. He's like, take a shotgun out, you let out two blasts.
He said, in the air, right? He's like, fire off.
Yes.
He said, fire off. He tells his wife, she didn't need air, just get a shotgun and fire two blasts.
Okay, now, to be fair, if he's talking about birdshot, you'll annoy people. Don't do that. If he's talking about buckshot, you could mildly hurt somebody. Bullets, you know, depending on the grain,
they go somewhere. It's this crazy thing.
But these are heavier, and these can injure people seriously when they're coming down. Mm-hmm. You don't want to fire anything into the air because you don't know what it's going to hit, who it's going to hit, mm-hmm. what it's going to interfere with. Mm-hmm. They land places.
Yep.
In fact, there's some states where you can't actually use certain guns for hunting because the state's flat.
So they have
requirements about what weapons you can use. I think New Jersey, I could be wrong, is like shotguns only. Because a high velocity round is going to be, it's a flat surface. It's going to travel really, really far. You don't know what's going to hit. You can't track it properly. What we're hearing, okay, let me just reiterate. Joy Behar, let me read you what she said. The View co-host, Joy Behar and Sonny Hostin, agreed on Thursday that the police officer who shot and killed Micaiah Bryant in Columbus, Ohio, had the option to de-escalate instead of using deadly force. Behar suggested the officer could have just shot his gun in the air instead of aiming it at the 16-year-old. Quote, he said the cop had no choice. And my feeling is, I don't know if that's true or not, Behar said. I really can't figure it out anymore. It seems to me in a situation, I've looked at the tape and I still can't figure it out. Shoot the gun in the air. Warning. Tase a person. Shoot them in the leg. Shoot them in the behind. Stop them somehow. But if only the solution is to kill a teenager, there's something wrong with this. Lady's never been to a range in her life.
Never. Dude, first of all, does she think this is a Western? And like the sheriff just comes out and fires his gun into the air and then everyone stops?
No. She thinks the cop comes out, spins his Glock, fires, and it shoots the knife out of her
exactly.
hand.
Exactly. He's got his hand up.
She stops. You think this is really hilarious when they say things like shoot him. Didn't Joe Biden say shoot him in the leg or something?
Mm. Yeah, well, the weapons experts at The View have unfortunately yes. let us down for the first time I can think of. I know.
At The View, I understand everyone's probably commenting saying Tim doesn't know what he's talking about with guns. No. I'll fully admit I am not a gun expert by any means. I'm just a guy who recently bought guns, and I can tell you this lady's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like, but to be honest, like ripping on Joy Behar's view of guns is sort of like shooting fish in a barrel that's above your head.
got her there.
Am I right? Got jokes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom Tunes. All right, check it out.
This is why we have these insane laws that make no sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what, man? I'm sitting on Twitter when people are talking about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, when was the last time you went to like a grade school and you were just like there for some reason? You saw like all the little kids, you know, like fifth grade or whatever, and they're all really dumb.
What? That's rude. Why would you say that?
Because kids, I'm not saying that to say like kids aren't smart. They lack knowledge.
Yeah, of course.
They lack experience.
So you'll hear from a lot of kids a lot of really dumb things. Like, it's so dumb. Like, there's like 100 houses and like 10 homeless people, but like a bunch of the houses are empty. So just put the homeless people in the houses. Like, it's so dumb.
I've seen college students share that one.
That's
buddy.
Right. And then you say something.
That's
like,
an adult opinion, apparently.
Houses have to be maintained and someone has to pay for the utilities. You can't just put people under the rug and expect them to go away. But little kids say things like this.
Mm-hmm.
How come if there's like starving people, we just don't like give them food? Like, it's so dumb.
Tim, if we print money, money, why do we ever need to tax people? Why don't we just print money to pay for stuff forever?
AOC advocated for deficit spending. She's like, we can just print the money to pay for the stuff.
I'm surprised. Yeah, MMT, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So going on Twitter during a gun control argument, man, wow. It's just like, my favorite meme is the one where they say no self-respecting hunter would use an AR-15.
Which is not true. It's the most popular hunting rifle in the country.
But not even that. But I'm like, here's a photograph of an AR-15 chambered in .450 Bushmaster, quite literally, for hunting. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean? It's this round was made for hunting. Mm-hmm. But these people just don't, they literally don't know anything.
Anything,
but
ever.
Boy, are they arrogant. Mm-hmm. So they'll tell you to do something illegal, extremely dangerous. It's amazing to me. They're like, the cops should be held accountable, and they should fire their guns in the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay. All right, so we've got people rioting. We've got racist police officers. And we've also got gun control. How can we have all three at once?
That's why I'm not... I don't understand the people opposed to abolishing the police at this point, because these cities voted for them.
But what do you mean by, I guess, what do you mean by abolishing the police? Like, I think it would be good to have a police force. I'm for some minimal state, you know, let the cops prevent people from murdering each other.
Okay, well, let's clarify, right? Like, we have a sheriff's department out here, mm-hmm. and they're pretty all right. You know, they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of interactions with them. You mm-hmm. call them when you need assistance on certain matters, and you might get pulled over by a state trooper. You might get pulled over by a sheriff's deputy or something. But it's not the same as like a police force in a major metropolitan city. Now,
interesting.
Okay. My point is, it's not so much about whether I think it's a good deal. I think it's a bad idea. I think these cities are going to have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I'm also of the mind that you should have responsibility for yourself. We should have a right to keep and bear arms. Mm-hmm. So if the left says abolish police, I say, I think that's a really bad idea and you're not going to like that. And they say, shut up, bigot. We're abolishing the police. I'll be like, all right.
Well, this is the thing.
Put my gun in my holster and be like, you do your thing.
And I am all about demilitarizing the police. But when you turn your city into a war zone, I don't know what you expect.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because demilitarize, I guess I brought this up before, a similar point. Someone kind of. They made a good point back. Like, what does that mean? We had a discussion about militarization of the police. We see MRAPs. We see cops in armor. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's a good thing. You know why?
Why?
The more options officers have, the less lethal occurrences will happen. If an officer is fully armored and they have less lethal rounds, they have, you know, sponge rounds or tear gas, that means they're not using live ammunition.
That makes sense.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
If the cop also is armored and feels like he's more likely to be safe, he's less likely to use lethal rounds against another person.
He won't fire his gun into the air?
Well, right. So imagine you have... We had this story just a moment ago about these cops resigning from their emergency response team. Now they're saying they're going to have to use regular field officers to fill that gap. If you have a regular cop who's just wearing their shirt with a vest and they have their gun and a taser and that's it, what are their options? A riot breaks out and they're like, I can't tase these people from range and they're all throwing Molotovs. My only choice is lethal force or nothing. Mm. Some cops might run away. Okay, then you get no enforcement. Mm. You give a cop a shield, some armor, and some sponge rounds, and now they're going to mostly nuisance people. They're less lethal because they can kill. But look, it's better to have the option. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so I guess the idea is when we're giving cops 50 BMG and all those crazy weapons, the other argument is, what do the cops do when someone else comes out with something like that? It doesn't mean they use it all the time, but it's interesting what people mean by militarization. I feel like the last time I brought that up, I hadn't really thought about it. I think, you know, I was coming from a very ignorant place.
Well, they're less likely to make a decision out of fear, probably, if they're armed to the teeth. But if they're ordered to fire, then we're in way more trouble.
Armed to the teeth? With what, sponge rounds?
I don't know. Also, the bazookas, rocket launchers, flamethrowers. But
they don't have those
Who knows
things. What's they don't
in
have
their,
those things.
I mean, do you know what's in their trunk? What's in the APC?
I really don't think they're bringing
probably
flamethrowers,
machine guns,
bazookas.
I mean, weapon.
But hold on, there's an argument to be made for flamethrowers. No.
Of course there is. Yeah.
No, they're actually there's not in a city.
But like you a heavily militarized.
Nancy Pelosi wanted crew served machine guns. Remember that?
What?
Yeah, you remember that? Nancy Pelosi said in D.C. she wanted crew served, what was it called? Crew service machine guns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mounted
belt
machine
fed.
Guns.
See, like, yeah, like that's terrifying.
In a city?
Yeah.
It's not going to go through a building.
Yeah, yeah. That's insanity.
Dude, Nancy Pelosi should be kept far away from gun laws after saying something like that. What she thinks it's I don't even think that's reasonable.
Her and Joy Behar, I think, should write the next piece of legislation. They should get together, have Nancy on The View.
Fully semi-automatic. I'm sure.
I remember 1970. I wasn't there for it, but in May 4th, 1970, at Kent State University, the National Guard was ordered. I don't know if they were ordered, but they fired on a crowd of college kids, killed four. So it's not out of the question that cops will open fire. And if they're heavily armed, that could be devastating.
Isn't the point, what I'm saying then, is to make sure that when they come out, they have armor, shields, and less lethal rounds?
That is defensively, yeah, but that's not necessarily, like, when you say militarized, that's way more broad than just shields and
this is a question, because I've covered this stuff for over a decade, and I've not seen an instance where there have been, I'll put it this way. Most instances when the police come out and they're in gear and they're in MRAPs, they have less lethal. There are usually one or two cops I'll see with live ammo. We've seen those happen, but for the most part, having a rifle is not militarization. We're talking about the armor, the fatigues, and the MRAPs, and I'm like, that's actually not that big a deal. Cops have had rifles since what, the 90s, when the armor-piercing the robbers with the armor-piercing rounds were shooting at cops, and so then they were like, we need SWAT teams now. They escalated tactics, but the militarization I often see, it's like they were given an armored personnel carrier, and I'm kind of like, so, like, I don't know. Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to ram somebody with it? I mean, they shouldn't.
I think the concern for a lot of people is a growing police state.
Like, definitely.
And so that's why that frightens them. If there comes a day when the government really does clamp down on our rights, or they come to take our guns. If there comes a, I know. If eventually at some unthinkable point in an unforeseeable future, far down the line, the police are weaponized against the citizenry, people are afraid of them having, and I totally understand that.
You know, I got to tell you, man. When I see these Donald Trump supporters and they're posting memes from Michael Malice about how the police will absolutely seize your guns from you or arrest your family, I'm like, dude, the cops have lost a lot of support from the right. A lot.
Well, especially after these riots, and part of it was like in a lot of these left-wing run cities, they wouldn't really let the police do anything to prevent the rioting from occurring. But also they did choose to follow those orders at the same time. And so a lot of conservatives feel very betrayed.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's my attitude right now, right? The police out here in the middle of nowhere, the sheriffs, they're right. They're cool. They don't got any beef. In fact, you know, West Virginia is a constitutional carry. So there's no issues. You can walk around. You can drive in your car with your passenger, like, holding their weapon. You can walk down the street with your weapon. And you know what the crazy thing is? Nothing happens. Nobody's going around. Like, no one hurt anybody. No one's shooting anybody. In fact, I mentioned this before. When I'm driving through West Virginia and I see all these houses with, there's no cops anywhere. And I'm just like, none of these people are worried about getting robbed.
Yeah.
You know why?
The crime rate's low.
They're armed to the teeth. Yeah. The crime rate's actually high.
Wait, where is this?
In West Virginia, there's a lot of problem with drug use.
Oh, okay. Yes. But what about the violent crime rate?
I don't entirely know for sure, but I do know. So I'm in like some Facebook groups for like some West Virginia places. And there are people who are like, someone posted something where they were like, someone did something in my yard, and then other people were like, you know, watch out because someone might be casing the joint, and then they all laugh. They're like, one guy's like, man, I wish it was my house.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, calm down, gentlemen. Yeah,
chill there.
Chill.
You don't want to have to be in that situation.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with legal laws. You don't want to deal with legal lawsuits, cops and all that stuff. But the attitude out there is like, don't you come on my property. Guess what? Nobody does.
Comes
out
of
so the it's a really interesting argument for the anarchists, to be completely honest. Left or right, I don't care. That in these places where people are armed, not a lot of cops. In this specific place I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So look, let's be real. There is more respect for the Second Amendment in the Antifa autonomous zone than there is in the outlying Democrat city. No joke. Hands down. 100%. In the Chaz, they all had guns, and they were using them and killing kids with them.
Mm.
It's messed up. But you got to admit that, like, for better or for worse, those people were like, we should be allowed to have guns. I've seen a lot of these leftists argue, we should be allowed to have guns.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of leftists. Karl Marx said so. No. A lot of the sort of true believer lefties are very much in favor of gun rights. It's more the corporate Democrats who oppose that. And it's a losing issue for them.
I hope so.
I mean, generally, here's the thing. When they get into power and they can have somebody like Joe Biden in a position to sign executive orders or push for legislation, then they'll get their way usually. But the American people don't want to vote for that. The American when polled, gun control measures tend to be really unpopular on both sides. They're more unpopular on the right, but they're unpopular on the left as well.
This is where my thinking has brought me. I don't live in New York. I don't care if they want to abolish their police. That's for the people of New York to decide. If the people who like the cops don't vote or don't stand up and defend the cops and they keep voting for Democrats to defund them, then it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you know what? I won't live there. I'm also of the opinion I should have a right to keep and bear arms, and I should be responsible for my own safety. I shouldn't have to call someone else to protect me. I should be able to be reasonable and responsible when it comes to my own safety, which means I'm not going to use a steel core rifle round in a city. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You want to use something like hollow point or frangible or that's not going to overpenetrate. Or you want to use a shotgun. You want to use something reasonable in your home for defense because it's your responsibility. Whatever comes out of your weapon is your responsibility. I shouldn't have to call someone and say, quick, be the guardian for me and get here an hour while someone's breaking into my home. That includes New York. That includes where I live. So I'm like, if they're going to abolish police where I live, I'm already responsible for my own safety. Mm-hmm. I don't rely on cops.
Well, here's the thing. Even if you're in the city, it takes, what, like on average 20 minutes for them to get to wherever you are. So you might not realize it, but you're pretty much responsible for your safety wherever you are. And the Supreme Court actually ruled that the police are not responsible for your safety. Yep. You cannot That's sue right. your local police department if a cop doesn't get there in time to protect you.
And what are the police doing in a lot of these riots? They ain't surrounding the houses. They're surrounding the government buildings and the police departments. Mm. So, look, if you live in a city and you like your police department and you want to keep them, I respect that 100%. Mm-hmm. Considering I don't live there, I'm not going to tell your community how to live. If you live in an area that votes against your own interests and you're in a losing battle, you can choose to stay, advocate for what you believe, fight for, you know, keeping your department strong and funded. That's cool too. I respect that a whole lot. Taking a lot of risk to make sure you can try and help your community and fight what you believe in is respectable. Or maybe you feel like it's a losing battle and you're like, I'm just going to leave and go somewhere where my views, my rights are respected and find like-minded people. If you do that, just don't vote for the same idiots who ruined where you lived.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only thing you got to keep in mind.
Yeah.
And then for the people who live in these places, make sure these people who come aren't going to vote for idiots.
Yeah.
I'm concerned with like the way the media is framing the police because it's demoralizing and disrupting and destroying the civil defense force, basically, that we have in the United States, the police. And what's going to happen if that continues is that police will continue to resign. Private police will be hired in their place, or more militarized federal police will come in.
That's right.
And then that will spread from city to city. And even if you flee and go into the jungle of the United States, the hills or whatever, with your guns, private police, federal police, it's a plague. So you want to stop it now.
Ian.
Well, Ian, you're forgetting about the social workers.
Come on. Wouldn't you love to call, like, Police Hut? Or McPolice, or how about Policies and Policies Junior?
But I'm not a subscriber. So
how about
they won't
Old
come.
Country Police?
Old Country Police.
I would, but I wasn't subscribed.
Golden
to,
Police.
I wasn't paying the $7.99 a month to get my.
I'm not a fan of private policing.
Yeah. No, not at all.
I have no problem to a certain degree with private security, but the massive private security companies do a lot more than just protecting a small, small business or something. The issue with private policing in a large scale, in my opinion, is going to be. They're beholden to the people who are hiring them, not to you.
No, not to the government.
Right. And so I suppose there's still the judiciary, which can keep them in line, right? They have to justify what they do and how they do it, and they'll still be constrained by the law.
Maybe, technically.
But who will enforce it? Another private, So imagine McPolice, accidentally, shoots a kid, and so then Police King comes in, and then they're like, we're going to arrest the McPolice guy, and then someone calls Police Hut. And they're like, you're both under arrest for trespassing. And then they're all like, what are we going to do?
And Police Hut would be top dog, just to be clear.
Police Hut?
Yeah.
No, I think Police Bell would come in with a Mountain Dew and they'd be like, all right, whatever you say, bro.
I don't know how insidious this whole thing is, if it's actually like some conspiracy from the Chinese government to disrupt the United States people. And if that is the case, which I have no idea if it is or not, I could see these private police coming in. And then all of a sudden, all this anti-policing sentiment just is kind of gone. They're not complaining anymore because they're happy to see this authoritarian police state because that's what the Chinese government, the CCP, wants to happen in the United States to weaken it.
Yeah. And I think the ultimate result of the police resigning is we're getting ever closer to divorce. I won't say peaceful because I don't know what that means.
No, it won't be peaceful.
But what do you think? Listen to this. You're talking about people will flee the cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happens when the police are all just fractured? Crime is already skyrocketing. And then a bunch of these people start heading out to like Nebraska. You think these guys in rural Nebraska are going to be like, come on in, guys, and destroy where we live? Or are they going to be like, ch-ch-ch.
Dude, do you remember when
the city's back where you came?
Remember when they were talking about going into the suburbs last summer?
And they did?
I remember everyone was posting like, man, if they come into my neighborhood,
they did
I'm
go
there.
Into the suburbs.
What suburbs?
Well, where I lived in the Philly area, they were very close, within miles.
Really?
And the helicopters were, see, I could see them in the sky.
Really? Okay, so not in my area, man.
I'm on the other side of the river in Philly. And then I'm like, I think we're fine. They're not going to cross the bridge. And then I hear sirens and helicopters.
Yeah, I remember that night.
Tim's
like, you know what? I need guns. This is it. This is
where the helicopter
Yeah, no joke.
Was that when you decided?
I don't think that was it.
Didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt, though.
There was a night that we were out like on the deck and the helicopter flew by. Terrifying. We were like...
That and you can hear all the sirens, and we're like, why are they here?
Oh, my goodness.
Sleepy suburbs. In Chicago, they did it. In Chicago, they showed up in tiny suburbs in the middle of nowhere. Michael Tracy.
That's right. Listen, okay, I do remember this.
Michael Tracy drove around the country, and he went to small towns you never heard of that had riots.
That's right. Yeah.
And the media was like, they're not going to go to the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And they did. They're all over the place.
I remember this. I remember for so long conservatives conservatives were like, psh, well, don't riot. Why would you riot in your own cities? And they're like, oh, yeah, good point. Let's go out to the suburbs. Like, guys, why did you say that? Yeah.
In Chicago, there was an alderman. These are like neighborhood politicians on a leaked video cussing out Mayor Lori
Lightfoot. He's like, you need to check your attitude.
Because she apparently raised the bridges, like, which forced all the rioters into the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Like where people live. He was like, let them have the shopping district at least. Like, we don't want to riot, but don't send them to where we live. And she was like, no, we got to protect commerce. So they went to the neighborhoods. I knew people in Chicago who were shocked to find out that there were rioters in their suburb 40 miles outside the city. Why were they there? That's what their mission was, I guess, their plan. So it spreads all over. The one thing I've been saying is I think what's possible is who was talking about the Bundys? Was it Michael Malice?
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't remember.
It was?
I think so, yeah.
That guy gets too many shout-outs.
He does, Michaels. Yeah.
Well, but it's a good point. He's like, I think it was Michael's, the Bundys, when the Bureau...
No, it was Jim. Jim Hansen.
It was Jim Hansen. We just inadvertently shout out Michael Malice.
Shout out to Michael Malice.
Got his free plug.
Jim Hansen was talking about... You remember the Bundy thing? Bundy Ranch?
Yeah, the Bundy Ranch, yeah.
Yeah, the BLM showed up. That's the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh, the BLM, yeah. And
you had a bunch of, you know, right-wing dudes being like, feds get out. So what happens if the crime is escalating and then we start seeing more of the Black Lives Matter stuff trying to show up in these small towns? There's already video where like some neighborhood, a bunch of dudes who live there just chased out Antifa and like shoved them and they're like running. Like, Antifa.
I remember that. Right. Yeah.
What happens when it gets bad? The cops are completely demoralized and fractured. Mm-hmm. Crime is skyrocketing. It already is. And then these people start coming to a small town. Mm-hmm. The local people are going to start standing at the state highway in front of their town. Armed, being like, stop, what's your business? Mm-hmm. Turn around and get out.
And then they're going to get called racist by the media.
And they won't care.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then how's the federal government going to enforce that?
Drones.
They won't be able to. Drones can't even do it. Look, what people don't understand when these leftists especially are like, do you really think a person can go up against the federal government? They have cruise missiles. It's like, dude, you think a cruise missile can occupy a street corner? Mm-hmm. You think you can enforce laws with just one cruise missile?
Yeah.
You can't. There's 330 million people. There's 220 million adults. We operate on an honor system of people agreeing to work together and having confidence in our law and order. We all agree on things we should or shouldn't do. We have a shared community and shared culture to a great degree, and it's being eroded. And that's when things break down. The New York Times ran an article saying that political sectarianism is getting really, really is getting a lot worse in this country.
Yeah.
And it's true. We're at the point where the Democrats, some of them, are so adamant on defunding the police or proving the cons wrong that they defended child knife fights.
Yeah.
What happens when you have a kid in a school and some leftist shows up and runs for school board, gets elected, and they start saying, well, children should be allowed to have knife fights. Your kid's there. And then some kid picks up a knife. I'm not saying it will happen. Maybe it's just silly. But we've seen silly rhetoric like abolish the police actually become more mainstream. There's a New York Times op-ed where they said, yes, we mean abolish the police. And you get these prominent Democrats saying, no one's saying that. It's not real. Abolish the police is not real. And now they're saying it more than ever. Now, after Chauvin is found guilty on all counts, did they say, we did it, we won, we finally have justice? No, Obama said that's not justice. AOC said that's not justice. And then one Black Lives Matter activist in Minnesota said, we will never be satisfied. Quote.
Ooh, wow. None of us saw that coming.
Right.
Remember when we talked about this like 2 weeks ago and we're like, riots. It doesn't matter what happens. Riots. Yeah. Riots. I see happening.
We just played that song earlier before the show. Yeah. I picked a riot.
There's no justice for Floyd. he died. There is no justice for the dead. They're gone. But the justice is for the people that survive. And I don't think
is it morally right to convict Derek Chauvin on two counts of murder and a kind of manslaughter?
I don't know. We don't have a system to judge
that. If you don't know, then you have reasonable doubt.
Morality. Like, we don't really have a morality in our law.
Can you say to me definitively, Derek Chauvin should be convicted on all counts beyond a doubt in my mind?
No, not from what I know.
That's the standard we have. The standard we have isn't, I'm not sure, so I better convict him. It's, I'm not sure, so that means he can't be convicted. We had a juror who, she was an alternate. She just spoke out with CBS, and her attitude was very much the defense didn't prove their case. I'm like,
wow.
The defense didn't have to prove their case.
So is that an appeal? Is that right to appeal? I mean, if the jurors are saying...
She was an alternate. She didn't actually weigh in on the verdict. So, but she said, in my mind, he was guilty. The prosecution had a great case. Hmm. And I think her opinion is, it's a legitimate opinion. She did say that she was worried that no matter what she did, people were going to get mad at her. So, you know, when she says something like that, it was as close as we're going to get to an admission that the riots played a role in the verdict. Because you might say to yourself, look, I want to be really careful what I say because I know that no matter what I say, everyone will get mad. And they say, okay, what's the worst case scenario if you piss off the conservatives? They'll insult you on the internet. Hmm. What's the worst case scenario if you piss off the leftists? They'll call your work. They'll make fake stories about you. They'll threaten you. You'll lose your job. You'll never be able to work again. You'll get kicked off the internet. So when someone says, I'm worried everyone will get mad. Yeah, but you know who they're scared of? They're not scared of conservatives who are going to roll over and be like, oh, you're dumb. No, they're scared of the left. So, you know, this woman basically said that it was an emotional thing. She said she watched the video and she cried. And the prosecution said at the end in their closing arguments, you know, trust your eyes. You saw it. You saw it. You know what happened. The defense had a great closing argument. It was like 3 hours long. And he kept saying, you know, they were instructed, the state needs to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. If there's any doubt, you cannot convict. And they were like, but you didn't prove your case. She said that the defense overpromised. Maybe the defense needed to be very explicit and say, we're not going to prove Derek Chauvin's innocent today. We're only going to prove to you that the state doesn't know what happened. And that's it. Instead, that's what we get.
It's disturbing that there was a girl on the jury, or at least as an alternate, that was crying and making decisions out of her emotions. Mm-hmm.
That's how people work, though. That's true of all juries.
Yeah.
You can't expect people to be Spock. I have weighed the evidence. I have concluded it would not be morally just to convict this man. And then you get, you know, Bones being like, come on, Jim, throw him, lock him up. We got to do the right thing. Another Star Trek reference.
Shout out
but
to Spock.
OG Star Trek. Shout out to Spock.
I'm a doctor, Kirk.
I got to say it. Spock was wrong most of the time.
Good for Spock.
There's a really great article. Yeah. There's a really great article that went over every prediction Spock ever made in an episode about probabilities of what might happen. And he's wrong 83% of the time.
That's funny.
Because the show wanted suspense. So Spock would be like, there is a 79% chance that we will explode on impact. Let's do it anyway. And then they'd make it.
Here's the thing. The probability really was that high. They just got really lucky every time.
Every single time.
Yeah, divine intervention.
Yeah, well, don't trash Spock just because they got lucky.
Can we get a little bit arbitrary here and just talk about some culture war stuff? Because I'm just going to hard segue. Normally, I like to have the conversation flow better, but we have this article about Ben Shapiro that I'm just dying
honestly,
to
gang.
Read.
Okay, thanks. We're not going to talk about Ben Shapiro.
I heard he bought a bunch of wood.
That was the big story. That was today's news cycle. Yeah. Here I was making cartoons about Maxine Waters when what I really should have been paying attention to was who's going to Home Depot. Mm-hmm.
Ben Shapiro.
Okay, folks. I'm at Home Depot right now. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy this 2x4, and I'm just going to beat a small child with it.
Mercilessly.
Mercilessly. We had this whole conversation before the show.
It was very hilarious.
We were laughing nonstop for like 20 minutes before the show, joking about like why Ben Shapiro went to Home Depot to buy wood and why he was like showing it off. And
he's like, okay,
made the joke that he was beating children.
I think that was you. I don't remember which one of us because frankly,
no, that wasn't. Well, I said mercilessly, but you were the one who brought it up.
I was the one at 2 hours of sleep, Tim. You don't have an excuse.
Okay, no, fair. He's like, okay, honestly, here's why I support Home Depot. Okay, because they still allow child labor, which is American, and it's part of the free market, and you are able to test their wood boards to see how strong they are by just hitting children with it. And so you just like one of them is going to break the 2x4 of the child, and it's important to know if you have a 2x4 strong enough to actually be beat a child mercilessly with it, all right, gang?
I mean, that's the news, right? The story is from Forbes. They say that Ben Shapiro took time out of his day to shop at Home Depot in pursuit of an abstract culture war victory that resulted in yet another dose of internet humiliation. I got to be honest.
No.
I saw the clip, and it's Ben holding a bag with like a plank, like a 1x6 plank in it or like a something. And he's like, that is a great piece of wood, my friends. I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought it was satire. I was like, ah, he's being silly. He's doing a bit.
Maybe he is.
But then someone posted another video where he was like, I'm here at Home Depot and I'm going to buy stuff. And I was like, wait, is he seriously advocating trolling. Like, yeah, but like, it's a joke if you bought a 2x4 and then made a bit about it. It's not so much a joke, I guess, if you're literally documenting your experience going to Home Depot and advocating for people to go there.
See, I don't know. See, I would do that as a troll. I'd be like, let's see what the internet gets upset about. I bet they'll get super wound about me literally going to a store and buying a piece of wood. Let's see if we can make it happen.
Yeah, and I mean, well, here's the thing. You can definitely say it's silly, but I mean, it's good to support a business that promotes your values too. So many corporate entities are bending the knee right now, so why not support the ones who don't? And I think here's the thing. I think Home Depot understands that they can't. Like, how many Home Depot customers are woke, dude?
Oh, no.
Home Depot wants you to come shop at their place when you have to rebuild their store because you got looted.
I know. Right?
Let's pull up this tweet from Michael Knowles.
Michael Knowles tweet.
Ben Shapiro bought a plank of wood is nationally trending news.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got to stop. What's Ben Shapiro masterfully played.
Yep. Yeah.
Masterfully.
It was trending on Twitter. It was trending.
Dude, Ben Shapiro knows how to get press.
Yes, he does.
He's like, you know what I think happened?
Or does he get press because he's Ben Shapiro?
Maybe, probably. But listen, he's sitting, I imagine they're all sitting at the Daily Wire office and they're like, what should we do? And Ben's like, I bet I could literally just like buy a plank of wood.
I'll buy a plank of wood, gang.
And it would be like national news.
It's going to be so big. We're going to troll the libs. It's going to be so epic. I'm going to beat a child with a 2x4 in the Home Depot parking lot.
Let me read this.
Oh no.
I got to hear it.
Politics trending. Ben Shapiro shares a video of himself purchasing a single wood plank at Home Depot after a coalition of black faith leaders in Georgia called for a boycott of the company over its unwillingness to condemn the state's new voting law. That is the stupidest thing I have ever read in every respect.
That is amazing.
But I will tell you, listen, there all these companies were like, all the CEOs were like, we condemn Georgia's voting law, and Home Depot was like, I don't know. So they were like, we condemn Home Depot. That's dumb. Ben Shapiro mocking them by making a silly video is like, it's a hilarious troll.
By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the top reply to Michael Knowles' tweet is from an account called Freedom Tunes, which you should all check out.
Okay,
gang, this is epic. All right, I got my 2x4. We're going to go own some libs of it. We're going to own some libs of the 2x4, which I mean, we're just going to go beat Antifa with my 2x4. All right, this is really high quality lumber.
Folks, I am less than 2,000 subs away from 600K.
Yes!
If you want to run over to Freedom Tunes, mash that subscribe button. Check out the 3 cartoons we made this week. I love all of you. Back to our Ben Shapiro.
Everybody wrote about this. Gizmodo. Ben Shapiro finally manages to get wood.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Cheap shot.
Yeah.
But they're writing an article about him.
You know what I noticed something? Didn't Jimmy Kimmel make fun of Tucker Carlson recently?
Yeah,
Jimmy Kimmel did like a bit making fun of Tucker Carlson. And then David Pakman also did a bit where he said that Tucker Carlson has a psychotic break on his show.
Yeah.
I realized something. They're having withdrawals from Trump.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%, dude. They've been having withdrawals for a while. They had that TDS. Turned out it was actually just an addiction.
Yeah. Cult worship. These people are pawns.
They love Trump so much. Dude. Now that he's gone, it's like, you know, Donald Trump was that, what was it? Breaking Bad, that blue meth. That was Trump. It was this pure, it was amazing. They were just like, ah. And now they're like, now they're pulling off like a Hunter Biden, digging through the carpet for Parmesan cheese, thinking it's crack. When you go from the most corrupt president in history is incited to insurrection, and you think you're like writing great works from the annals of history, and then you're like, Ben Shapiro bought wood.
Tucker Carlson left.
Ben Shapiro buying a piece of wood is the Hunter Biden smoking Parmesan cheese of news. That's it. I said it.
That's it.
Wow.
That's,
I can't believe you just went there, Tim.
I'm like, just deserve. it's the cult, dude. This cult worship. I mean, it's been around since the dawn of humanity. People are obsessed with people.
I've reached the conclusion that we get the journalism that we deserve.
100%.
And I 100% think this is a manifestation, punishment for our sins, and unironically,
yes. Like, there's a reason God's not sparing us from this. That's all I'll say. I actually mean that.
Can I just say though, like, Watching the 80 millionth story about how Trump did something he didn't do was like infuriating. Watching them basically like rocking back and forth with like dark rings around their eyes, digging through the carpet for Parmesan.
For Parmesan
cheese.
It's
hilarious.
Yeah.
This story about Ben Shapiro, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I'm here for it, man. Cause you know, we're not struggling on this show. We're not struggling for news or topics to talk about. We have a good time. We'll talk about movies. We got some, Justice League stuff we can talk about. These people are in panic mode.
Yeah.
Like when
they needed him. They needed him. He completely, remember in The Dark Knight, we were just watching The Dark Knight when the Joker's like, I can't kill you. You're too much fun. Like he's like expressing to Batman that he wants to keep him like you complete me. And that's exactly how they are with Trump. Yeah. Except maybe Trump's Dark the Joker, Knight's you know, because we live in a society and he knows it.
Mm-hmm. No, but Trump's not the Joker. I don't think
is
he's
Trump Batman.
Batman?
He's Harvey Dent, dude.
He's Harvey Dent. Actually.
Two-Face.
Yeah, maybe or closer to Harvey Dent. I mean, Harvey Dent was a suit-wearing blonde dude in the movie. Mm-hmm. Closer to Trump than anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And actually, I wouldn't say it's like a perfect, but if I had to say which character he was, it'd be Harvey Dent. In that he's a man of the law, but he takes things a little too far. You know what I mean?
Then who is Batman is the question.
Who is Batman?
It couldn't be Bernie Sanders. He hates wealth. Joe Biden? Yes.
No,
100%. Dude, Joe Biden's the Joker. It doesn't make any sense.
The media is the Joker.
You think so?
The media was the Joker.
Yeah, because he's just too much fun. You can't kill him.
Well, like, the Joker was trying to make crazy things happen because it was fun and he was trying to shake things up.
It's all part
and hold
of the
on.
Plan.
What did the Joker say to Harvey Dent in the hospital? If I tell the press that, like, a gangbanger will get shot or a truckload of soldiers will be
blown
up, nobody cares. It's all according to plan.
Part of the plan.
But if I say one little old mayor is going to die, well, then everyone loses their minds.
People love the plan, even if it's terrible.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like that sounds more like Antifa.
The little bit sounds like we're living in a society of your. I have to stop. That's such a tired joke. What's wrong with
a society?
I love it.
But it,
we get the media we deserve, man.
We 100% do. Yeah, we brought this upon ourselves. We're still consuming this stuff.
I thought the Eleanor Roosevelt quote. She said that great minds think about ideas. I don't know. Mediocre minds talk about things, and then like weak minds talk about people.
Then why are you talking about Eleanor Roosevelt, Ian? You both
I fell for it.
How dare you? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah,
I try to stay true to that kind of concept. Mm-hmm. In that there are a lot of people who make YouTube careers off of talking about drama, and I'm like, does anyone really care about like when sometimes I'll talk about things that are relevant to me personally.
Yeah.
I try to avoid that. And I'm like, do people tune into the show to hear about my petty drama? No, they don't.
I'm just saying, I would. If we just did Tim's drama cast and you're like talking about everything in your life.
Somebody threw my beanie on the ground.
How dare
in the
you?
Room.
No, that wasn't. Oh,
I was kicking things over.
He totally was.
Ah, I'm kidding. but you know, I think about all the people who try to drag me or other people in drama. And I'm like, let me tell you why. One of the reasons I think the work I do is more successful than many other people on YouTube who've been doing it for longer. It's that many people on YouTube who are in this commentary space would single out individuals no one really cares about to make drama because drama content was easy clicks. But extrapolate that to the mainstream media. Instead of telling us about
Jake
ideas,
Paul, they tell us about Trump.
Well, I mean, listen, the Jake Paul fighting
that was actually a thing
Mayweather.
That was happening.
Yeah, he's going to fight Mayweather, right?
I think so.
That's going to be the fastest boxing match I've ever seen.
Yeah, dude, Jake Paul's going to take him out, dude, real quick. One hitter quitter, man.
Dude.
I can see it.
Undefeated.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. But I think that's culturally relevant. Like, one of the best boxers ever and some crazy guy on YouTube is going to fight him. I want to watch that. I think that's good to talk about because it's the best boxer, you know what I mean? It's like he's like the main guy. And we're getting this, I wouldn't say it's the most important thing in the world, but something to talk about.
I would say it is.
But when you have nothing, imagine if the media only wrote about Mayweather and Logan, is it Jake Paul?
Jake Logan, I have no idea which one. I'll be real with you guys.
Aspirin.
Imagine if the media wrote 7,000 stories in 2 weeks about just Mayweather versus Jake Paul. We'd be like, this is the stupidest thing ever. What's wrong with you? Write one story, we get it. If Donald Trump, you know, kicks a goat, and they write a story about it, I'll be like, well, you know, he did that, so he wrote a story about it. If they write 8,000 stories over 4 months of, like, Donald Trump incited insurrection,
blame every single goat-related injury on Donald Trump. They're like, goats are getting hurt more often. Was this because Trump kicked a goat?
Big
problem
a
is...
A trend of goat kicking.
When they're like, he said it, she said it, he's bad, she's bad, that's the bottom-feeding crap. Mm-hmm. But when you say, like, he said it, this is why it's good. Let me tell you for a while about the ideas. This is kind of what you do with your YouTube videos. Or that's bad. I'm going to tell you why. And then you break down the ideas. You're acknowledging the crap, but you're talking about the process, which is
what I want to say is I think it's perfectly legitimate to talk about Donald Trump. I think it's perfectly legitimate to talk about Ocasio-Cortez. Why? They're prominent figures influencing our country.
Yeah, sure.
But there are people who are like not prominent, but they're like decently well-known activists that become the center, like the target for like content. And it's like you can talk about it once or twice if it's relevant. It's not something you should focus on so heavily, and we should focus on the ideas around these things and what they represent. So,
are you telling me to stop making fun of Ben Shapiro? Is that what I'm hearing?
No.
I just want you, if I stop doing Ben Shapiro videos, you got to blame Tim.
You do.
That's
comedy.
Your conscience.
I'm talking about.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
By all means, make more videos mocking, you know, Joe
Okay,
Biden.
Thanks. That's ridiculous.
Everyone.
Dude, I'm so tired right now that I'm going to have some gaffes and Joe Biden's going to end up making cartoons making fun of me. He's going to be like,
I can't wait for that.
This he'll get it. I deserve it.
Come on, man.
Dude, Joe Biden just starts roasting me. He's like, look at this guy. Everyone's laughing. The whole country is just roasting me.
Let me just say, that video you did recently where it's Joe Biden's stutter in class.
Oh, yes.
And Joe Biden, that quote where he says he used to walk around.
Oh, telling, yeah. Walk. Please watch the video. Yeah, guys. He actually said that. That's the best part about. So
let's keep it family friendly. Mm-hmm. But he went around black neighborhoods saying things
just
about their
video,
adult lives.
Kids, yeah. Just very, very
what?
Offensive. A crazy. It's like, how can a political leader say that and survive?
Amazing.
Like, I feel like if I were, which I never would, but like, if I were to say that as a joke, like, that's, you are canceled, young man.
He basically,
like, Joe Biden was saying it unironically.
He basically went around telling, he claimed that he went around to black neighborhoods telling black men to wear condoms.
And that it's not unmanly to do so. And it's like, well, first of all, Joe, you're Catholic. You should know that, like, yes, it is. But also,
could you imagine Joe Biden doing that? Just like walking down the street.
I didn't even think about like, that. Yeah, Joe Biden actually just going door to door.
Not even like some like 40-year-old, like, you know, black dude is leaving to go to work. He works at the local bank or whatever. He's, you know, he's just got his briefcase with him. And then Joe Biden's like, hey, hold on there, man. Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
He's got like a bag of condoms
so
with him.
So embarrassing.
Dude, yeah, check out. We've been doing a series of videos where I will just take Joe Biden's audio and string it together into a conversation between him and someone else. And it usually comes out pretty funny I think I'm allowed to say that. I don't think I'm laughing at my own jokes there. I'm just laughing like Joe Biden's a good writer and he does good comedy. And I like to turn that into cartoons sometimes. So we just did a cartoon about aliens visiting Earth and Joe Biden talking with them. Y'all should check that one out.
Excellent.
Let's jump to this story, my friends. You may be aware that since the death of George Floyd, there's been an autonomous zone in Minneapolis. Well, the good news for everybody is that the activists have won.
Oh.
Black Lives Matter is victorious. Chauvin was convicted on all counts. We can all go home.
We have peace
good,
now.
Good run, everybody. Appreciate all the hard work everyone did. And we'll see y'all. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. They're refusing to leave the autonomous zone.
What?
Activists calling for Minneapolis autonomous zone to remain until conclusion of remaining officers' trial. Well, surely then they'll leave,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Yeah, probably no other officers will get in any trouble.
Then there's Kim Potter.
Oh yeah, wait, another officer.
Now we have another one.
I will mention this again just for the sake of, you know, saying it. You got more Second Amendment rights in the autonomous zone there than you do in the outlying city. I mean, and I mean like you hear these stories about people like shooting randomly into houses and garages, and I'm like, well, that's a little too much. It's certainly more respect for gun ownership, I guess, keeping the cops out, not allowing it to be enforced. So this is it's basically what they're doing.
I'm afraid of this. The Kent State shooting in 1970, I brought up earlier, like that was an unexpected tragedy, and it was four people that got killed. So like if we scale up to the weapons of war that we have now, and if the National Guard comes in with helicopter gunships and they're like patrolling over top of these zones, and
bro,
one of them lets loose a Hellfire missile, like, which they're allowed to do if they have extrajudiciary assassination go ahead.
No one's going
to
Hellfire missile the United States. Like an American.
The United States under the Patriot Act is allowed to do it to its own citizens.
They're not.
They're not going to shoot kids at college either.
Ian, you're right. They'll burn down a home full of, you know, with children in it.
Dude, mm-hmm. An authoritarian regime can do whatever it wants. That's exactly. The terrifying thing.
Mm-hmm. But hold on a minute. You realize that back then they had cruise missiles and M16s and full auto and helicopter, you know, gunships and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, but they didn't have the tracking mechanisms that they have now.
So you're saying
and they also didn't have the Patriot Act.
You're worried about like a Captain America Winter Soldier scenario where they have gunships that can just target people and then kill all the undesirables?
No, I'm just afraid of the next generation of the May 4th massacre of the college kids. They were out on a peaceful protest, throwing rocks at the National Guard.
It doesn't need to happen because they already control the lines of communication. They already control, they know everything about you. They have control over everything.
But like you were saying
like
earlier,
they're spying to an insane degree.
The Bundy Ranch thing where they were like, turn around, go home, arm people. The ATF went out there and decided we're not going to mess
BLM.
With them. Yeah, the Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah.
If something like that happened again, what's to say that they decide not to turn around and go back this time?
Well, the conclusion of the Bundy thing, I suppose the conclusion, or one of them, was that they killed a guy. They killed one of the friends of the Bundys. You want to know what I'm worried about? You made a good point a moment ago when I said the activists are saying they won't leave the autonomous zone until the remaining officers' trials conclude. And you said,
yeah, probably nothing wrong will go with any other officers.
Here's the best part. Most of these cities are bringing in cadets to handle this stuff.
Mm. Jeez.
So if you got a 26-year veteran of the force, Kim Potter, and she is involved in this, what do you think someone who's a week out of the academy is going to do?
Yeah, exactly. That makes things
He's
so
going to be like,
dangerous.
It's my first right. What do I do?
Well, remember, two of those officers involved in George Floyd's death were rookies, right?
That's
right out of the academy. We're going to see more of the same.
It's going to get a whole lot worse.
Yep.
And they're going to use it as justification. See, look what these police are doing. You know what I find the funniest, though? You decide to be a cop right now? Like, we're seeing mass retirements and resignations, and you are joining the police department?
Yeah.
Dude, I got to be honest. If it were me, I would rather live in a tent down by the river and fish for food in my bare feet like a hobbit then literally join a police department because they're using cadets in Albuquerque, for instance. They're training cadets in riot control. Like, dude, you're going to get a guy who's like a few months out of the academy and they're going to be like, well, Black Lives Matter is rioting. It's the summer of peaceful protest. And this dude's going to make a mistake. Inexperienced. And then they're going to be like, see, this proves it. Even the new officers are bad. They can't be reformed. And then guess what? Dude, I would not be surprised if we see a bunch of rookies end up in prison. And they're going to be put in a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
They're going to be shackled. And they're going to perp walk. And the left is going to cheer for it. Who would choose to do that for $28 an hour? I guess. 28's better than 15, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible. And crime is going to continue to go up, likely. And as you mentioned, you're going to have rookies policing people more often because the older folk are stepping down, the experienced officers. And that is going to be a recipe for disaster.
That's but right.
That's all I have to say about that.
This is exactly what they're asking for.
That's what they want.
This
yeah.
is what they want to happen. And I'm not convinced. I don't think they have any regard for the rule of law. Mm-hmm. I think they just want power. As far as I'm convinced, they want authoritarianism. What do you do if you don't have cops? How does your society function?
Second Amendment.
Okay, so your society functions like, with like a militia?
What I'm saying, you know, I don't know. Out in the middle of nowhere where everyone has the right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
And it's like to a great degree more respected. They don't have this kind of stuff going on.
It's true. Well, to be fair, people also live further apart and you have less of the friction
yeah, exactly.
from like
you,
neighbors.
You don't have the population density.
Yeah. Look. In some of these areas, it's not like as dense as Manhattan, but it's dense.
Solid,
you got neighbors.
Yeah.
Look, when I lived in Miami, we had a 5-acre property. We still had neighbors fairly close, and we had problems with dogs. We had to go to the neighbors and be like, "Yo, your dog." We had a bunch of guns. Well, no, not down there, but people could have a bunch of guns. It's Florida, so Florida's like got pretty good gun laws.
Wild West.
But the point I'm making is, you can be out in these places and not deal with this stuff. So if there's no cops in these cities, I do think it'll get bad because you have a lot of crime elements that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if people have the right to keep and bear arms because the cops are gone and no one can enforce that, you know, I don't know. Maybe it'll be better off.
Or they continue to strip people of their right to keep and bear arms, and then you just have these rioters and the mob going around bossing folks around, and they get their way across the country.
You know what? I got to stop. I would give you a prediction that I don't want to come true, but I think is obvious. The reason why it's going to get really bad. First, new cadets being brought in to help deal with riots. That's going to lead to a lot more accidents and tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to result in an escalation of the riots and an escalation of the resignations. Regular citizens are going to say, I'm going to protect myself. Rioters romp about a suburb. Some dude comes out of his house, says, get off my property. They start throwing bricks. He goes, pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, and then they make laws that strip people their guns.
Mm-hmm.
Then the drone ships come in. Like
I don't I don't see that. I mean, maybe in 5 years after that.
If some guy comes out, 2A guys, like, pop, pop, pop. And
are in his neighborhood.
And he gives them the government an excuse as to why it's dangerous for citizens to have guns. Red flag laws are needed.
But there's no police.
Hmm.
Well, then.
The point is, if the police all resign because they're being locked up.
They'll use the feds.
And then the feds can't maintain Like, you don't understand, man. There's not enough federal law enforcement to go to every city and have the, and maintain this. It's not possible. The ATF absolutely could not handle it if the police weren't there to enforce gun laws.
How many ATF agents
are there? Yeah, that's 100% true. So there's interesting.
Really, that's it?
I think that's the number I saw.
So the ATF actually only has the capability to process 5,000 to 10,000 cases per year.
Right.
So if every state, or not even every state, just a handful of states decided they weren't going to enforce federal gun control laws.
Which they're doing.
There's nothing that the ATF could do. And this is not unprecedented. Left-wing states do this all the time. That's what a sanctuary city is. They started legalizing drugs while they were still federally legal.
Right.
So when you get to the point where cops all leave and no one can enforce gun laws, you're going to have the people, like I mentioned in Chicago, who are good, honest, you know, working families, but they want guns to protect themselves.
Yeah.
And they do so illegally under the Chicago's laws, which I don't think should. I think it's unconstitutional. But if the cops are all gone, then no one's going to enforce that. Mm-hmm. Then when the riots come out, this guy's going to be like, you ain't coming near my kids. And they're going to be like, screw you. Yeah. And they're going to throw a rock and he's going to go, get back, get back. We've already seen in like Portland a few years ago, a guy drew his gun on some of the Black Lives Matter protesters.
Oh,
he was
backing
away. He's like, get away from me. They arrested him. Hmm. Well, you've already seen the McCloskeys.
Yeah, I was just about to bring up the McCloskeys.
So what comes next? The riots are if they continue to get worse and the cops continue to resign, we have cadets. But I think cadets open up a huge possibility of risk because these rookies are, in my opinion, more likely to go to prison. Absolutely. They're not going to have the defense.
Yeah,
they're not going to have the support. They're not going to have the skill. They're not going to have the experience. They're going to trip and fall. They're going to panic and shoot somebody. And then the city is going to be like, they risen with you.
They won't know to shoot their gun in the air.
That's right.
That's right. Dude, you got seniority. You've been in a department for decades. And mm-hmm. the city is like, we will sacrifice you at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
You think they're going to do anything for a rookie?
No.
They're going to be like, bro, you just got here. We didn't even pay you yet. We don't care. To the wolves with you, son. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to turn around and say, like, see, we arrested and charged him with murder. And then this, like, 26-year-old or 28-year-old guy's going to be like, I'm going to prison, I guess. That's right. It's illegal to be a cop because they want you to arrest somebody, but you can't use force to arrest them because if you do, they might get hurt or die, and it's your fault. So you're better off just saying, sir, would you like to be arrested? No? Okay, please have a nice day and carry on with your knifing spree.
Speaking of knifing spree, to tie this back to what we were talking about earlier, I'm afraid that if people aren't able to get guns and there are fewer police, we're going to see a lot more stabbing. Like we've had two different stories in the last 2 days of kids stabbing each other with knives. So people are going to take like boiling oil or hot water or knives and all this
acid.
Stuff. Way worse. Acid maybe, but
no,
way
acid
worse. Like stuff that you have on hand in your house to defend yourself. Like, I don't see this ever in any way being a good ending.
So, no, the acid attacks do happen in
sure.
London. I'm looking at the numbers right now. I remember doing a video on this a while ago when we were talking about gun control. Everyone talks about how peaceful
right.
London is, or England is. I mean, in 2017, there were 472 acid attacks. That's insane.
Wow.
That's just in London. Now, that number has been decreasing. 2018 only had 310, and 2019 only had 123. I wonder what those numbers look like post-lockdown. Crime rates have gone up here. I wouldn't be surprised if they went up there as well, and people don't have firearms to protect themselves.
Well, in these places
so
without
be.
Firearms, like,
yeah.
for example, Sweden, you know
mm-hmm.
what's happened when they took the guns out? The violent crime didn't go away. It got bigger, and they started to have grenade attacks.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
yeah.
super fun,
people
too.
Don't stop wanting to kill each other when you
yeah,
take their guns
out,
away.
They'll just get more creative.
When I went to Sweden, it was only a few months before I'd gotten there that someone threw a grenade onto a balcony, killing an 8-year-old English it was a tourist family. It was
That's
an 8-year-old
horrible.
Kid. I think that was the story. And they threw the grenade, landed on the balcony, blew up, and a kid died. There's a lot of grenade attacks in Sweden. I think they have the highest grenade attacks per capita outside an established war zone.
Yeah, it's comparable.
That's
to
unbelievable.
War zone.
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
it's horrible.
I think well, there was a grenade attack when I was there, actually.
Jeez.
And this is why people will try to use numbers about gun deaths or mass shootings specifically to make these comparisons between the United States and other countries. First of all, even if you did have a like-to-like comparison, like it would be better to look at states compared to other countries. The United
right.
States is massive. But also, it's not really a fair comparison. You should just be looking at massacres or mass killings generally.
Machete attacks
and because,
in London.
Yeah, because you haven't solved the problem if just as many people per capita or more are dying as a result of massacres or having violent crimes committed against them, but they just happen to not be attacked with the use of a firearm.
Yeah,
it's not an improvement.
It is 100% a human nature problem and a culture problem.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time to get out of cities.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we all agree on that. Get out of cities,
yeah.
basically.
It's so much better, to be completely honest. You know, one of the challenges back in the day was like, can you get good internet? I got to be honest, it is difficult.
Mm.
But it's getting better. You know?
I think
it's getting easier, especially with Starlink, Elon Musk. That project's going to be, it's going to change everything.
You know what I think would totally own us, Tim? Would just own us cons? If all the left wingers, us cons, if all the left wingers stayed in the cities and didn't leave and vote in other places to prove us wrong about how great their policies are going to work there, that would really, I would cry. That'd keep me up at night. I'd be like, dang, they sure showed us. And then all the dumb conservatives, all the dumb conservatives just come out, leave the cities.
Yes.
Start going to places where your vote will actually count and matter.
Every conservative needs to go to Texas.
Every single one.
Including us?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Well, if Texas passes that legislation, which protects people from social media censorship, real estate prices are going to...
Well, I think I said this, that, you know, Will Chamberlain brought up Texas is working on a bill, I think it was introduced, that would, if you're a citizen, if you're a resident, and you get banned from any social media platform because of your political views, you can get an injunction and have your account restored. Mm-hmm. So there's questions about how that will work with the First Amendment, because private companies have First Amendment rights as well. If they pass that, though, I think we might instantly relocate.
Yeah.
You might be like, everything.
Dude, I'd go to Texas. Why am I not in Texas? I'm not going to.
Turning blue.
But that's exactly why I need to go there and start voting.
Stop it.
Start voting?
Yeah. Go to Texas, become a citizen there. Yeah. Start voting. Be a citizen of Texas, change my residency.
Yeah.
A resident of Texas?
Yeah, resident. Sorry.
Well, if they pass constitutional carry.
I
didn't realize that in Texas you actually need like a handgun license. And you have to do like a course?
Yeah, I was surprised.
That is surprising to me.
Yeah. I thought the joke was that when you go buy liquor, they give you a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Family Guy joke.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Sad.
Apparently it's more like West Virginia.
And then you fire it into the air like Joy Behar told
like
you.
Joy said too.
And no one gets hurt.
Just act like Yosemite Sam. You know, he had the right idea.
Yeah. Yosemite Sam.
And then spin the revolver. Then you go, and you spin the revolver and put it back into the holster.
Your Glock. He pulls it out and he spins it and shoots the knife out of her hand. Someone actually tweeted that. I got like 700 retweets. They were like, he could have just shot the knife out of her hand.
Are you insane?
Do you know what guns are? Do you know what a knife is? Like, which concept do I need to explain to you to know that doesn't make sense?
Where she was the knife, the victim was in front of the knife. He would have shot the victim several times to try and get the knife.
Dude, this is like, people really do think it's the Matrix.
They do.
You could just why don't they just dodge the bullets? Why don't police just dodge bullets when they get shot at?
I genuinely don't think that anyone actually watched the video because of the commentary we're getting. Mm-hmm. Absolutely insane. They weren't looking at the angle of the perp versus the victim. Like, there's a direct line between the two. There's no way around it.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm. I know they don't.
But you know what I care about? Super chats!
They do.
My friends, if you haven't already, get your super chats in. We're going to read your comments. So smash that like button. Comment. It helps the channel. And go to timcast.com. Become a member for exclusive segments. We will have a bonus segment coming up at about 11 p.m. for all of our members. We have these up frequently in a massive library of tons of amazing content. And I got to tell you guys really need to check out last night's Members Only with Charlie LaDuff. Because he got real serious and he told us about something he saw when he was down there at 9/11 reporting. And it made me just, like, these journalists, man, I shouldn't even give them that word. These people are sociopaths. The story he described to me, I don't want to say it on YouTube because it's gruesome what these people were doing. Check it out. If that's something, you know, I'm warning you now. It's like a serious segment where we talk a lot about the media. It's a bit long, but definitely check it out. Let's read some super chats. The Civic Nationalist says, what is your guys' opinion on this? There are only three crimes: causing physical harm to someone, taking property, and murder. God save the Queen. Long live Britain. The sun has not yet set. Rule Britannia forevermore.
Oh.
Three crimes: causing physical harm to someone, taking property, and murder. I don't agree with that. Causing physical harm. So, like, if you harass someone, harassment's a crime. Harassment isn't like the way the left describes it on Twitter, where someone calls it mean words. It's literally like, you know, putting a bag of dog crap on someone's porch every day for like 3 years straight.
Stalking, intimidating.
Stalking.
Well, that's just how you win a woman's heart.
That's true. Yeah. That's really like, got me.
Pollution. Pollution is like, you could argue if that's causing harm to someone or not.
So I guess. But he says physical harm. That's the issue.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like poisoning, like taking a poop in the river.
Yeah.
You're not directly physically harming a human, but if they end up drinking that water in a couple days.
I need backup. What's going on? We got a code 3. He's pooping in the river. Don't you move. He'll never stop me.
It's my constitutional right. Poop in his river.
All right. I'll fight you naked, says BLM wants police to let minorities kill each other. Well, okay. I mean, look, I'm not a fan of people shooting each other or anything like that or fighting each other. But you really got to consider this one point. When the woman shot the other woman in New York, there's no national outcry. Mm. There's no protests. I am not bringing that up to say, why aren't they doing it? I'm literally saying, I get it. They don't care. Okay. When the cops show up and intervene, they get mad. Okay, I get it. You don't want the cops. You want to be able to have these things happen in your community. Mm. Count me out. Do your thing. You run your community the way you want to.
Yeah, only certain Black Lives Matter.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Never Summer 160 says, Seamus, where the heck is the Tim versus Shapiro video you promised us on election night?
Did I promise that? Look at me, making all these promises, writing all these checks I can't cash.
You should run for office.
I should, honestly. I'd do a great job. Maybe we will do Tim versus Ben Shapiro.
What was it that we both
Find me the clip. Find me the clip and tweet it at me. I bet it's what if I was just like vehemently insisting that the clip doesn't exist and then people tweet it at me and I'm like, this is it. I'm over. I have no credibility.
Wasn't the joke that we both talk faster and faster until like something explodes or something happens?
Yeah, like something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Singularity event.
Matter and antimatter.
Second big bang.
We both talk faster and faster. All right. We got a super chat here from, why is YouTube, Mare Bear. Media hypocrisy. 13-year-old girl in Ohio stabbed and killed. Another 13-year-old girl 2 days ago. Have you heard anything about it? Of course not. No cop involved and not narrative material. Mm. Sure. Or I can just say, these communities want this. I don't want it in my community, but I don't live in their community. If they don't care about it, am I supposed to defend them? Nah. So I'm not going to bring it up.
This is what the concern becomes. If we start allowing parts of the first world to become uncivilized in this manner and dangerous, doesn't it only spread?
I think that if we have that kind of community, you know, where this kind of stuff is happening, then people will have to keep and bear arms and be responsible for themselves.
Mm-hmm. I'll put it this way. I remember a couple of years ago there, this is probably 2016, there was the terror attack in France, and I was out to dinner with some friends, and I got a notification about it on my phone. And this girl who I had just met says, the only reason you care, I just said a little prayer about it, and she said, the only reason you care is because it's in France. It was in the developed world. If this happened in a third world country, she basically gave me the Joker speech, like, it's all part of the plan. And I was like, well, here's the thing. That actually, I think it's horrible when people get killed in any part of the world, but the world is generally a dangerous place. But when a first world country becomes less dangerous, the entire world becomes less dangerous, because what we have right now with the level of social stability we're experiencing is an absolute miracle. And when that starts to erode, the likelihood of us getting it back is very, very low, and it makes the world as a whole less dangerous, because now there's nowhere you can go which is safe. And so that's my fear about just allowing these cities to fall to left-wing mobs, leftist activists, and those who want to abolish the police, like Antifa and BLM, is we don't get it back. And now the world is significantly less safe overall.
Yeah. All right, we got Noah Poa says, yo, Tim, when will y'all have Colleen Noir on? He just did a podcast with Rogan last week. It was great. Whenever he wants to come on.
He better stop by here next.
Well, I'll tell you, look, high-profile people who do their own shows, they're harder to book because they do their own show. They don't need to come out here and talk to me about it, right? So, you know, respect. If he made it out of here, I'd be stoked. And it would be really awesome to film a vlog with him and, like, go to the range.
Yes.
That would be amazing. Bring out the Barrett. Have him have a go at it. That's right. All right. Christopher Malanti says, how about a Chicken City Skyline shirt with little chickens running around on it?
Yes.
Well, we are doing some preliminary work on Chicken City. We want to bring – we need to get our local farmer to come and, like, help us, like, make sure everything's set up perfectly. And they're doing pretty well. Someone advised us to get the nipple waterer for the chickens. Amazing. They instantly just understood how to drink from it. It was beautiful. I just walked over and I just flicked it and the water came out. They started pecking the thing and then the water comes out. Brilliant.
Aww.
So we're going to – we need to get little addresses for the houses. And
yes.
Set the cameras up. And then we're going to have a 24/7 live Chicken City.
Just watch
a video of chickens walking around doing whatever.
I'm so excited.
It's like randomly pooping.
You could sell that to True TV, Tim.
100%.
Yeah.
Do it. It's your next business venture. Yeah.
Eric Mancillis says cops should only show up after the fact, like Tim's rural sheriff. Let the Constitution shine. No victim, less crimes. Americans should be responsible for themselves, period. Absolutely. Imagine it this way. Someone tries to break into my house. I protect myself. Afterwards, I call the police to come, take a statement, gather evidence, and then, you know, you have a right to defend your property.
Clean up the mess.
Mm.
All right. Joseph Allen says, longtime watcher, first time buyer. Girlfriend would kill me since we have a baby girl on the way. Haha. Tim, I'm in Pittsburgh, not far from you. What are you looking for as of employment? Oh, right now? We're looking for a writer and editor, producer, somebody who wants to write about paranormal, mystery, UFO, Sasquatch kind of stuff, but definitely more from a, like, a nonfiction, realistic perspective. So, like, what could the stories really be? What are our views? So a very kind of milquetoast take on a lot of these paranormal things, but, like, legit research. And we want to do a podcast from that. We're actively looking for someone who's going to write stories and then use that for the show, because we want to launch that show. We're also looking for a news editor and writer. It's very difficult because got to know how to write and edit articles and understand basic rules of, like, real journalism ethics. And I think for now, we might actually be looking for a couple of interns for, like, an hourly wage. But we'd probably give everyone some kind of, like, decent pay. Because I'm kind of a hippie and, you know.
Very nice.
Tim's like, I'm also hiring someone to get Seamus out of my house. Like, if you can get it.
Yeah, he won't leave.
He's not invited.
So, security, if you're 6'5", you know, 250, and you're ripped, like,
bounce
help.
Seamus.
That's what you would need.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Frisky Business says, what's the deal with the empty Kami Cola bottle, Tim? Hope you shared it with the rest of the cast.
That's hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious to have the sickle and the hammer, but this is called Leninade.
Yes.
It's and awesome. It's hilarious. And it's just soda. And I was thirsty, so I was like, oh, I'll grab one of these. I bought a bunch because they're funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's Leninade.
I get it.
Yeah,
and then under the bottle cap, it says we can write whatever we want here, free from censorship or something. I thought it was hilarious. But there's actually a thing in the bottle that says, cancel common censorship, defund the thought police.
Oh, I like that.
I love it.
I think they're making fun of Lennon.
Get behind that.
There you go.
Good. They should.
All right. Wandering Mage says, when do we get the Illinois Boys t-shirt, Tim? I'd buy two.
Ooh, yeah.
A little cartoon of you, me, and Jack Murphy.
Just looking super cool. I miss Jack. Bring him back now.
Illinois Boys.
Next week.
We got way too many super chats.
Jack, yeah, too many. Oh, no, too many super chats. No. Dude.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Trevor Bullock says,
Trevor!
Hey, Tim, I am the original A-hole Trevor.
I knew it.
From Michael Malice Twitter posts, we need a Dylan, Avery, Jason Burmis, Luke Rutkowski, Loose Change anniversary show. 20 years, never forget.
Booyah.
Oh, Luke's gone.
Oh, Trevor.
Luke's gone. Everybody tweet at Luke.
Trevor.
He left.
Give Luke static.
Coming back. He's not coming
back.
He quit.
Luke.
He's got a dog. All right. Adrian M. says, federal LEO. In the process of leaving my six-figure salary, I am a former Apache pilot and combat veteran. Decided to continue serving, working for the feds, after witnessing cops violating people's rights and rioting. I'm out.
Cheers.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
It's a sacrifice.
Sean Easton says, look at little Tim. Look at little Tim trying to write a viral song. He looks a little lost. Guess I'll help him along. What you got, Tim? Tim on my door. Never mind that. T, I've come to help you. Won't regret it. What is that?
I have no idea. I'm way lost. Did you get that, Seamus?
I don't think so.
No, I missed all of that.
Those were lyrics.
But if they said it louder.
Maybe you need some music behind it.
Was it in all caps?
No. Special T? I don't know.
Blake Salem says, the demoralization of police via media propaganda is just one step in federalizing the police force. Mm-hmm. You are too zoomed in on lowbrow social justice agitprop and miss the big picture, the Great Reset. No, I get it. Yeah. There are a lot of people who want to have the Great Reset, I guess is the easy way to put it.
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
And so that means there's got to be a kind of homogenization of culture. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't have different areas doing different things. So I wonder, because it's actually getting worse if people leave cities and move to rural areas. It's actually the conservatives are leaving and the Democrats are, and the liberals are staying. So things are becoming more red, more blue. It's actually not homogenizing things. It's splitting
polarizing,
it up.
Yeah.
All right. Darren Welch says, hey, Tim, absolutely love the show. I'm going to give a $100 super chat that I want you to donate to Kyle Rittenhouse and show everyone proof that you did so. Show us how to have a spine and not be afraid. Please don't go on about why you won't donate to the cause. Thanks. Well, I will tell you this. I can't predicate super chats on things like that. Absolutely not. If you super chat, you super chat. I will tell you, I will donate to the Kyle Rittenhouse Defense Fund because I think he deserves it, and I have no problem saying that. Roberto Lara says, kinda odd my state gets the attention for a riot bill, and Florida's, in BLM's eyes, are, nah, let's pick on the panhandle state. Like, really, guys? Yeah, they didn't come out in Florida for this, huh? Yeah, I did a segment where I was really angry about this cop who got fired for donating to Kyle Rittenhouse. I think Kyle Rittenhouse, we've had four different witnesses on this show. I think it's clear. he was defending himself. They keep pushing lies about him, saying he crossed state lines with a gun. He didn't do that.
Yep.
I just think if we can't protect our own communities, you know, he's definitely an example of someone who did, and the media is lying to you about him. Music DC guy says the right can't go out and support the police and their policies in their communities because the left will just come out and cause trouble and the police will go after the people from the right like we have seen before. That's why I'm not really, I don't care all that much about the cops getting defunded or abolished, because I watched them abuse small business owners. And I watched a year of conservatives getting outraged and angry. The cops were yelling at them when they were defending the cops. So there you go. The cops will come out and be like, we support police. And the cops, like they did in Oregon, will start hitting the conservatives and defending Antifa. So why should I care? I don't live there anymore. Sheriff's departments and small town departments like tend to be all right. I'm talking about the big cities like New York. They have no problem showing up to a bar and being like, we're going to arrest you for serving someone beer. Why does that guy get support? I don't think so. All right. Sam B says, when your opponent throws a punch at you, you use the force of their attack against them. Pull the punch. Don't try to block it. It works with ideologies, too. They want something crazy? Give it to them. I mean, sure, but I'm also just saying, if someone in an area votes for something, why should I intervene and be like, I don't live here, but you should do what I want? Nah, whatever. Do what you want. All right. Frank Carr says, DEA agents kill same demographics as local, but the DEA and FBI never end up in the news. Only local cops. Now a federal audit of Minneapolis cops. Clearly a campaign to federalize law enforcement. Mm. It'll be interesting. I mean, actually, I wonder if that would be a good thing. No. How would the federal government handle Second Amendment?
Drones, dude. Drone weapons.
What? They're not going to drone people who own guns. I'm talking about whether or not they're going to ban or confiscate. Now, D.C. has got really strict gun laws, so maybe not a good thing.
If people are like, I'm not coming out, I'm keeping my weapons, you come and get me, they'll drop a bomb on the house to get rid of them. Like, they're allowed.
And kill all the people around the house.
Dude. It's crazy. It's psychotic what a militarized authoritarian as a government will do. It's
not want to go that route. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Lua Coder says, hey, Tim, I'd really recommend you reach out to Lewis Rossman.
Oh.
He runs a small MacBook repair business in New York and advocates for a mostly unheard of issue of our time, right to repair. I'd really like for you to have him on. Love you guys.
I have heard this name.
Cool.
I'll see if I can reach out.
All right. Let's see.
I'm talking worst case scenario with this drone
so
stuff.
Many super yeah, chats. No, it's not like they're just going to be droning everybody. And I don't even know if it'll necessarily be drones, but I completely agree with you that they have no problem. I mean, in the past, they've killed innocent people.
They do it in Afghanistan. They did it once
Waco?
And it sets a precedent. They burn those people alive in Waco.
Dude, they didn't need drones in Waco. They made it happen.
All right, Amanda Diltz, I think, says, hey, Oklahoman here. We have some good things like Twister, but some sad things like Black Wall Street and the OKC bombing. The anniversary was just last Monday. Keep up the good work. On the other hand, all the respect to LIDS that keeps the show flowing.
Thank you. I enjoyed Oklahoma when we drove through there. Some nice bird song.
Rail JB says, I wish you guys had a call-in line. Those are really hard to do, if not impossible to do live on YouTube.
Yeah, I have a friend who's trying to do it. It's challenging.
On YouTube, definitely can't.
Yeah.
There's so many things YouTube will just instantly shut you down for.
She really wants to. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Pirate Queen says, in Kansas, they're opening a BSL4 lab that would study hoof, foot, and mouth. If another Wuhan accident, you know, happened, it would wipe out cows and hogs. Well, I don't know if there was an accident in Wuhan. What you're saying, if there was an accident at the bio, was it, what is BSL? Biosecurity level four?
Yeah, level four.
Yeah. All right. Clef the Misfit says, hey, Seamus, can we get your best Steven Crowder impression? Don't forget to intermittently switch the speed of your talking for no reason.
Like, all right. So this is really bad. I admit this is not a good impression, but if you want to see like how the sausage gets made, you know, if you kind of want to see where I'm at this point, so Crowder, like, he starts kind of like slow and then it gets like really fast and it gets like really, really high. Crowder's difficult because his voice is more normal, but then he starts like, look, kind of like socialism. It's all right. You want to feed people. Then I'm like, you're eating your dog. And it's like, and it's like, so he starts very slow and then he gets really high pitched and really fast. That's pretty much all I got so far.
I've never thought about that. You're right.
And part of the thing is I have been trying to figure the impression of him out. Because whenever I don't have like a good impression of anyone, I just end up being unintentionally mean. Like with the Dave Dave Rubin one, I noticed he said agree funny. So I would just go, I agree. And then everyone's like, dude, you like scorched him. I was like, I just didn't have a good impression of Dave Rubin. Like that's why I did
sorry,
that.
Dave.
I'm sorry. But he was very cool about it. But that said, yeah, I want to really get the Crowder impression figured out.
The best was the video where you said if right wingers were left wingers or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And the finale. Should I spoil the finale?
No, you guys have to watch it. Tim said it's the best. You heard it here.
It's the true. Finale is Dave Rubin, and it's just the perfect callback joke. Absolutely perfect.
And speaking of which, we are just over 500 subs away from reaching 600,000. Ladies and gentlemen, let's smash that like button. I mean, that subscribe button. I knew I was going to have a gaffe on tonight's show.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Brian Triplett says, sure, shoot them in the leg, sever a femoral artery, and they have 7 seconds to live. Good plan.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
If you hit the leg.
Cam says, let's get Freedom Tunes to 1 million subscribers.
Yes. Right now, tonight, we get Freedom Tunes to 1 million subscribers. Freedom Tunes. Just look, I was able to get Tim to 1 million subscribers, all right? I can get Freedom Tunes.
Yeah, come on, you got this.
Ghost F says, I think it's foolish for conservatives to abandon cities. A lot of money, power, and influence comes from cities. True in every civilization. If only one faction rules Rome, they rule the whole empire.
But one faction does rule Rome right now, and conservatives are just sitting there and taking it. If they were a political force that was actually affecting substantial change, I would agree, but they're pretty much useless as a voting group in large cities.
Yep.
Twitch Grip says, people want police to use non-lethal force, but want to abolish them, so what force are people going to use if they police themselves? Tasers and rainbows? That's what I'm saying. You abolish the police, and then what do?
Get social workers.
Yeah, oh, I guess people can buy rubber buckshot or something.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Everyone will walk around.
We'll have social workers. We'll have social workers who just fire guns into the air.
Yeah, it'll be great.
just let out two blasts. I'm sorry.
Oh, our safety experts. Mm. I love them.
Jinx Sneed says, you haven't caught on yet. They want to replace the police with a political police force. We're in a war and haven't realized it yet. That's why we will lose. Mm-hmm. Look into the Spanish Civil War. I did. That's why I've been saying, you know, the problem is conservatives refuse to fight.
Yeah.
There you go.
People are going to call it incitement.
I think Milo posted something on Gab, I think it was, where he said there was no conservative movement. It's just a fundraising machine.
Oh, man. And a bunch of conservatives were sharing it. It's brutal, but he's not wrong. He's not entirely wrong.
Ooh, this is cool. American Capitalist says, Alaska is constitutional carry, too. We probably have more guns per capita than anywhere else, but more die in plane crashes. Hmm. We've had 2 mass shootings, one in the 80s, and a domestic violence, armed society, polite society.
Yeah.
But does Alaska have fiber optic or gigabit internet or both, whatever?
Also, I think like plane rides are more... I know someone who went to Alaska recently, and there are a lot of locations you can really only access by plane because
like
they don't...
Yeah, you can't... Right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's probably why more people die in plane crashes. But agreed, I can't imagine that the gun deaths are a substantial problem in Alaska.
Grim Bickens says, people seem to forget the police aren't there for you. They're the enforcement and protection arm of the state. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they aren't on your side and your opinion doesn't matter. And that's true.
Yeah.
That's why even there was this famous Supreme Court justice who said, don't talk to cops.
Yeah, 100%.
And there's even like really famous like retired cops who like spoken up and said, don't talk to cops.
Yeah. No, we talked about this when we had the Illinois boys all together in the good old days back when we were all happy.
Back
and
2 weeks ago.
I was talking about this. Like, my uncles are all cops and you know, my parents respect the police. But they told me as a kid, never talk to the cops, ever. Yeah. Mm.
Josh Nelson says, hey, Ian, have you watched the new trailer for Age of Empires 4 yet? Looks pretty rad, dude.
No, I have not.
Ooh,
gotta check it out. No one out. Dominic says, no one out polices the hut.
Yes.
That's right.
Police a hut, dude. That's,
yeah,
that's it. We're going to have our private police.
Ben Z. Bach says, please have Dave Smith on. He might have some disagreements, but only because he does not bulge from values.
Dave Smith?
Yeah, we've had him on before.
Heard that
name. Dave Smith.
Oh, yeah, we had him. Yeah, that's right. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Fred F. says, Tim, you're 100% correct about the police. Stop going where you're not wanted.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, the people are like, officer, please don't come here. And they're like, I'm going to go anyway. It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should just be like, nah, you're good. That's it. The shooting that happened with this girl, the 16-year-old girl, apparently she's the one who called the police.
Oh, wow. Really?
She called the police. The cop shows up. She's got a knife out to stab somebody, so the cop shoots her. And now everyone's like, what have you done? It's like, maybe you shouldn't have showed up.
Hmm.
Well, I don't get it. They don't want you there. Why would you go?
But, I mean, he did save a life.
He absolutely did. Would have been one or the other.
Took a life.
Yeah. Saved a life, though. I mean, he shot the stabber instead
and
of the
what
person
are they mad
who
about?
Stabbed. Yeah, they're mad about that. No, I completely agree.
They're
it's
not
ridiculous.
Mad with the other girl who killed the other girl.
Look, I agree that it's totally thankless, but I think it's good that he saved a life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she was very grateful.
But I think at a certain point, you know, I think about people having the responsibility and rights of their own communities, and if they want to be... like, she apparently was getting jumped and was fighting with people with a knife.
Hmm.
So I don't know the full story, but
fair.
If people,
fair, that's fair.
If people are arguing that they should have the right to hash out their own problems in their own communities.
Oh boy. Yeah.
I don't know, man. It doesn't feel right to me for me to be like, nah, I'm going to bring a guy with guns who doesn't live there to go into your neighborhood and tell you what to do.
She did call him, though, didn't you say?
That's been reported that she was the one who actually called the cops. Hmm. And she ended up getting shot. Thomas Bale says, I'm waiting for Antifa to enter my neighborhood. Pretty sure from my super high 2.5-story bedroom window. No, I'm not going to read the rest of that. But people are basically saying they better not come to my neighborhood.
They're prepared.
That's right. People are prepared.
Commendable.
Matt Volker says, Ryan Long did a Blogger Trump withdrawal video that was spot on.
It's very funny.
So good. Yeah.
But he didn't dig through the carpet for Parmesan cheese. Oh, here we go. Justin Jarchow says, James O'Keefe is Batman.
Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, if there's one person who's actually fighting as hard as they possibly can, it's James O'Keefe.
Yeah, I could see it.
Not only doing the journalism work, but actually suing and going after the corrupt.
OG.
Amazing. All right, let's see where we are at with some Super Chats. Best Auntie Ever says, I went down a rabbit hole today watching Freedom Tunes. So freaking funny.
Oh, thank you.
So many tears from laughing so hard. Great work.
Thank you. Thank you. Sub, we are, I think, about 20 away from 600,000.
That's it. You're already 19. There. You can't see it yet.
Oh, we less than 10.
Oh, my gosh.
We're almost there. We're almost there.
Let's do it. More milestones on air.
All right. Angsta says, we had no Batman in this timeline. We just had Dent, Trump, and Joker media.
Oh, no.
If only we had a Batman to protect Trump from the media, a man can dream. Wait. Oh, I see.
It was Steve Bannon, Batman, protecting him from the media.
Yeah, but Dent became the bad guy in the end, and then the Batman had to take the fall for him. I guess we'd have somebody who would be the scapegoat for the media so that Trump would get reelected.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who that would be.
Joe Biden.
By the way. A hunter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
yes.
We have reached 600,000 subscribers. Thank you so much. What an unbelievable blessing.
Look at this freedom.
God bless all of you. Thanks for having me on the show, Tim. And I just want to thank my audience and thank the people who have been contributing and helping, the animators who helped me with this stuff. Thank you all so much. Couldn't have done it without you. And God and St. Joseph, of course.
Dragon Seriously. Noodle Soup says, consider watching the Red Pill documentary. Also, rest in peace, Mark Angelucci. Mm. Angelucci? Tully Bloom says, Tim, I have a story that I need to tell. I'm betting everything on black. I have pictures and testimony that I'm willing to give. I don't care where I go from there, but it's what I must do. Okay. Let's see. Channern says, at this point, I want to defund the police. I am tired of them arresting law-abiding citizens defending themselves. We will take out the trash. Look, I'm saying, we should have a responsibility to protect ourselves. If they don't want the cops, protect ourselves. AZ says CNN is the Joker. Brian Stelter.
It's all part of the plan.
I want you to not get elected, but you're just so fun.
You're just too much fun.
Joker.
Dude, that's hilarious. You have nothing to threaten me with.
I can see it.
They need him. They really did. And now he's gone. And they are begging for him to run in 2024.
Yeah.
I think we might have talked about this last time as like a bit, but... or months and months ago, but wouldn't it be hilarious if like CNN just starts to fail because Trump is gone and there's nothing to talk about? So he buys CNN when their stock value is really low and they just become the pro Trump network.
Yes, that'd be hilarious. I would like that.
Garhent says, Seamus, please do a spoof romance novel cover of Trump as Flabio shirtless, lion's mane, glowing orange, holding a swooning Tim saying he wish he could quit him.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know about that.
Tim wouldn't approve.
I don't consent.
No one consents here.
All right. 20-something Drifter says, Tim and crew, I recommend reading American Secession and Divided We Fall. American Secession and Divided We Fall. Yeah. Both books examine how the U.S. could break up and scenarios for how the country could fracture. Interesting.
Hmm.
Pete Rock, A3, says, I believe the police should be more afraid of treating citizens like prisoners. The cop that pepper sprayed that vet literally said, you're about to ride the lightning. What?
Oh, man.
Police default in most situations are set butthole. Look, man, the moment conservatives started like protesting, the cops just went ape against the conservatives.
Yeah.
And the conservatives were more than happy to sit back and be like, go police. Then the police got attacked. Then the right came out and protested. And then the cops turned on the right. And that's a rude wake up call, I guess. Ryan Swagger says, Seamus, please do a Biden handing out condoms in the ghetto tune. I think y'all could add some real magic to that one. I just, also, Tim and Cast, I love you.
Yeah, I just, I can't believe he said that. And also, like, I think some people thought in the chat that I was joking earlier. Like, he actually said that. And also, like, a Catholic politician should not be doing that. Like, that is explicitly contradicted by Catholic teaching. But he's devout, you know?
I mean, that's also just, like, a really weird thing
to do. A really weird thing to do. Being. Yeah, also, yes. 100%.
And then to, like, brag about it? Wow. Cody Wilson says, Tim, big fan here. I'm a police officer, but after the events of this past year, I will be turning in my badge. No longer see the point anymore. Mad respect. I mean it. I think it's a combination of, depends on where you are for sure, but standing up for your dignity, for your rights and your respect, and also knowing when the cities don't want you and they won't stand up for you.
Yeah, one of my best buds, I've mentioned it before, he's a combat veteran who was a police officer for a while, and I remember him telling me years ago, or he told me recently that he did this years ago. He left the police force because he's like, I just don't want to be a part of this. And he's not exactly a lefty. I think it's just happening where a lot of people are becoming disaffected because they see how the machine operates and they don't like it.
Yeah. Hunter Kotz says, the funniest thing about the Leninade bottle is the fact that it's empty. Quite telling. Well, it's empty because I drank it.
He did drink it.
It's a gag. I'm pretty sure they're not communists. They
That's
make fun
really
of them.
Funny, though.
Yeah. What is it? Okay, let's PJ Littlefoot says Trump just realized a statement just released. Well, it says realized, but yeah, released a statement involving LeBron James. Finally subbed to your channel, Seamus.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, you were part, you subbed on a historic day. This is a good day for Freedom Tunes fans everywhere.
Heck yeah.
All right, Smoke says, hey, Timcast crew, I am a scooter rider. I know a few interesting people from the scooter and glass blowing community. I took a short video pitching why I would be an asset to the team as an intern. Where can I send it? Love y'all. Pitches@timcast.com.
That sounds like a pitch.
Yes, a pitch. And if you got some sweet scooter moves, then we could film some vlogs with you.
It's a pitch,
the,
girl.
The mini ramp and the ledges and stuff. That'd be great fun.
I want to see a cool scooter move.
Yeah, I want to see some backflips, some flares. Julie Simone says, not sure we'll ever find a middle ground with Black Lives Matter on policing issues. You can't have a rational conversation with people who are irrational and emotional. Mm. It's gone too far. People will flee cities. Sorry, Charlie. I'm with Seamus. Safety first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, it's not as if we have common ground with BLM per se, because the issues, or the reasons for which we are disillusioned with the police are very different. Very different from theirs. There's some overlap. I mean, no one wants citizens to be treated poorly or hurt by the police on the basis of their skin color, but so often these stories are like taken out of context, and you have people like Michael Brown who are killed when they were clearly attacking the police officer, and martyrs are made of them. So no, we're not affiliating ourselves with that movement at all, but there are reasons to be concerned about policing in this country. 100%. You don't have to support that Marxist movement to recognize that.
Yep.
And thank you for having my back, by the way, to the last super chatter. 100%. Leave the cities. Unless you're a lib, then prove how well they work by staying there and not voting where I live. Thank you.
I like this argument. I'm on board with this.
So I will just shout out to a lot of people. We had a couple super chats. You know, they'll super chat again being like, hey, you missed my super chat. Can you read it?
Oh, it's challenging.
You know, yeah, we try. We have so many super chats that come in, so I just try and read as many as possible. I try to read.
Wow, thank you, everyone.
Not based on necessarily the amount, but just what I can. And it moves so quick. You know, that's like by the time I see your message saying, can you read my other thing? It's like, I don't even know what that is, bro. I'm sorry. Yeah. Lapco92 says, I live in OKC and had no idea anything happened yesterday. Our Black Lives Matter is a bit more tame than elsewhere, but our citizenry is well armed.
Very good.
Could be that the local media isn't.
That's why they're more tame.
That's probably true,
That's
man.
That's why they're more tame.
Yeah.
Jim Rogers says, Trump is a modern day Napoleon, given the power to control the country, but then exiled when he pushed too hard.
Interesting.
Jeffrey Grunts says, Tim, don't forget, in the first Mad Max film, Mad Max was a law enforcement officer. He quit before the downfall of humanity. Very interesting.
We're in a Mad Max.
I haven't seen
movie.
That. I haven't seen Mad Max. My friends, thank you so much for hanging out. Smash that like button. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and hit the notification bell. Mm. Share the show if you really like it. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, share with your friends. It really, really does help. And leave us a good review. Leave us 5 stars. You can follow me on social media at Timcast across the board. You can check out the social media for this show. Go on Facebook. Facebook.com/TimcastIRL. Click that like button. And on Instagram/TimcastIRL, you'll see clips from the show and funny bits. It's good fun. And you can help share those socials if you want to help promote the show. My other YouTube channels are YouTube.com/TimCast and YouTube.com/TimCastNews. And we have the vlog up if you haven't seen it already. It's called Cast Castle. You can search for it. we haven't really done a lot of work, so it's probably hard to find, but somehow people are finding it. It's got a couple hundred thousand views, which is epic. And we are going to be having a new episode coming up this Sunday and filming another episode. And then we're going to be slowly moving into daily vlogs, an entirely new show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks so much for hanging out. Seamus, I think you have a YouTube channel.
I do. So we actually don't need any more subscribers. So don't even bother.
All right, it's
we're done. Everyone, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're at 600,000. No, yes. Thank you so much for getting me to 600,000. And this is not just my accomplishment. I mean, genuinely, to get out a cartoon every week, or this week, three cartoons a week, has required a lot of help from some really talented animators. So I want to thank them. And I want to thank all of you who support the show, who subscribe, and the people who donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes to help us raise the funds to get these cartoons done. So God bless all of you. Thank you. Thanks, St. Joseph. And I massively appreciate the opportunity to be here, Tim.
Anytime, brother.
Yeah, you guys can also follow me at Ian Crossland and iancrossland.net. Don't give up faith, guys. I know things are a little, at least I'm a little depressed about this situation. I feel like staring into the problem for a long time can drive you insane. So there are ways to change the system without focusing on the problem. You just got to go under it. Look at the roots.
I think I'd agree with it. You know, go home, love your family, be a good person, take care of those around you. It doesn't always have to be focused on the system specifically. It could just be living virtuously.
Good point. Yeah, and I saw a super chat earlier this evening that I wanted to mention since Ian just talked. Somebody was talking about how they went to iancrossland.net and they listened to some of his music and it, quote, slaps. And I'm not entirely sure what that means, but I believe this is a compliment.
It's a good thing.
Oh, excellent. So someone was really enjoying your music, Ian.
Yeah, you can search for me on Amazon Music and want to hear songs by Ian Crossland.
Is there another Ian Crossland?
I doubt it. Okay, I mean, there are, but not musicians that I know
only
of.
Only one of you, but I am Sour Patch Lids on Twitter. If you would like to join me in my quest to beat Sour Patch Kids in follower count. I know, I'm very excited. And here's Tim.
We will have an exclusive members-only segment coming up at TimCast.com. It's about an hour or so, so make sure you go to TimCast.com. You can click the members area, pick any one of these, you know, little segments, or click the members-only in the top right, and then you can sign up at whatever tier you'd like. We're starting to plan also live events, so it means Fridays we're planning on having jam sessions with music. A lot of work has to get done. We've got to set up the studio outside, which means we've got to hire a bunch of people. Maybe by next year, everything will be like this massive media empire. For now, we're slowly just building things up, and we're getting there. We're getting there. So thanks for being members, and we'll see you all in the exclusive members-only segment at TimCast.com.
Bye, guys.